Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. We are live March 30th, 2009 on this Monday edition. From 11:30 until 12:30 on the second half of the first hour, the first half of the second hour, Webster Griffin Tarbley, before he goes and jumps on an airplane down the road a few hours from now, will be in studio with us. He's down here for the second Obama film. I'm interviewing him and others. We've got Webster Tarbley to be in studio coming up in 30 minutes. He was obviously with me yesterday on the Sunday abbreviated transmission. Very informative. Then coming up in an hour and a half from Sacramento, California, they've also been in Los Angeles visiting the tent cities. They barely missed Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday surveying one of the tent cities outside Sacramento with the mayor out there saying this is going to be tough love. Tough love. We're going to kick you out of here and make you go to the fairgrounds to live behind barbed wire under police and CPS control. So quite a precedent being set there, and I've got a team out there on the scene. So Rob Dew and Jason Douglas will be joining us in an hour and a half from the camp. We also have a lady who has an organization that tracks the abuse of prisoners in jails. But not just the physical abuse, but the medical abuse, and also how some of their diets consist of close to 60-70% of soy filled with estrogen, and the health problems the men are having are just absolutely off the chart. Of course, most of the school children are eating close to half soy, and so that's one reason the boys are so effeminate, and just so happens the plastic that we drink out of, the most popular plastic, leaches estrogen. So it hyper-feminizes the girls going into puberty now at age 3. Used to be age 14, then 10, then 9, then 8, now 7, now hundreds of thousands in the West in age 3 to 4. So we'll be breaking that down in the last hour of the show today. I talked to the We Are Change folks in New York some yesterday. Rob Jacobson talked to them. Luke's being arraigned in court right now. We're working on getting some of those guys, if not Luke, on the show later, popping in. He went to a hotel that has bars and restaurants. It's advertised as if it's public. Bloomberg security people said, stay here. The police came. They didn't say leave. They said, you're arrested for trespassing. And so we did an emergency broadcast on that Saturday night when they gave us the call. I happened to be up here in the studio. So it wasn't on the AM and FM dial. We had a couple thousand people listening to the rebroadcast and kind of the dead time on Saturday night. But that group is a nucleus of people, got the word out all over the web, and their phones have been busy for days at the 18th precinct. The reason we did that is they were also telling me, boy, you're impersonating the press. You know, you don't, We Are Change isn't press. Infowars.com isn't press because he's a freelance reporter for us. And I called the police up, and I said, no, I mean, that's a syndicated radio show. He does do reporting for us. And they said, no, it isn't, hung up on us. So I wanted them to know, no, the people of America are watching this and what you do with Luke. So we appreciate everybody who made those phone calls and did that. They arrested two other people as well. So we'll get Matt LePasek or Sabrina Rivera or maybe even Luke if he's out today. Who knows with these court trials. Sometimes they bring him in to be arraigned. There's too many in front of them, and so you get put back in the clink, back in the hooskow, back in the jail cell. But quite a system where they say you're trespassing. You know, the New York police lost several thousand lawsuits total just in 2004 from the 2004 RNC, where they would just scoop people off the sidewalk saying it was trespassing. And whenever Luke goes out on the sidewalk in front of Building 7, the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein, and talks about how 9/11 is an inside job, they have private security thugs with the police come out and say, no, this street belongs to Silverstein and the road belongs to Silverstein, even though it's city property and Port Authority. And we're going to say your camera's a gun and your backpack's a bomb. We know it isn't, but we're going to say it is, and you're going to spend 30 days in jail as a terrorist before we find out you aren't one. So this is the type of criminality, and they've now done this to Luke Radowski. All right, a ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. The 30th day of March, 2009, this Monday. Webster Tarpley is going to be joining us in studio. He's got a lot of analysis and information on the takeover of Detroit, the basic IMF World Bank shock therapy that Barack Obama is carrying out against them. He just finished a speech about 30 minutes ago. Obama unveils a new plan for auto industry. President wants painful concessions as price of industry's survival. Also, today's target, Detroit. White House is playing serious hardball for the first time with its recovery cash. That's right. The bankers can have upwards of $12 trillion, but if the auto industry needs $20, $30, $40 that are just loans, no, you've got to basically sell out to the foreigners in fiat and then basically fire most of your employees and cut back on the number of cars you make and don't make any gas guzzlers anymore. Only make what the government tells you to manufacture. You know, Obama says this isn't the government taking over GM, but it really is. GM boss steps down at White House request, so you now have the White House firing whoever they want, basically. Fritz Henderson, GM president and chief operating officer, to take over. Notice what happened in the 2 days after they passed the October 3rd banker takeover bill 5.5 months ago that Obama and Geithner and Bush honchoed together, along with Paulson and Bernanke. and Paul Adolf Volcker. Notice that they immediately shifted to, yeah, these bailouts are terrible, socialism. Do we give $20 billion to GM or $20 billion to Chrysler as loans? And it all shifted into a national debate about that, kind of like there's a national debate about $165, $168 million in AIG bonuses, instead of talking about the $12 trillion that's disappeared into the shareholders' black hole to pay out these derivatives. So big news there on that front. You know, Geithner's seeking a new bill for powers so they can grab corporations, insurance companies, other banks, but not just the financial sector. So we'll be talking about that today with Webster Tarpley in studio. Also, last week there was a House and Senate version of the GIVE Act that had multiple sections of language of setting up a federal agency to carry out compulsory national service through AmeriCorps, SecureCorps, Green Corps, Senior Corps, EnviroCorps, Security Corps, 18 to 25, 3 months a year of paramilitary training, as in his book and in speeches, the White House Chief of Staff promised that he would do, Rahm Emanuel. Slavery. Those were pulled out in the final version, thank God, what on by Wednesday. We discovered that by Thursday. We've been reading the bills over the weekend. Kurt Nemo, thanks to listeners sending us the another bill, and there's several others, in a story titled Mandatory Service Bill Lives On at Infowars.com, it's also up on PrisonPlanet.com, has the exact same language that was in the House and Senate version of the GIVE Act. And so you can go to the bill, and we're going to give you the subsection right now to read this. We need to put pressure on them again to have them pull it out yet again. And they will continue to introduce bills. We'll have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And then if they pass the draft, the mandatory takeover of society, indentured servitude, slavery, bondage, serfdom, feudalism, if they're able to do this, we need to then fight its implementation and say no, no, no. And that's where civil disobedience comes in. Mandatory service bill lives on. It seemed like a victory of sorts. Last week, the Senate approved a bill to radically expand the AmeriCorps program. The bill initially contained language that proposed a study for mandatory service for all young people in the United States. And it listed a bunch of other stuff, too. But this language was removed as the bill moved through the Senate and did not appear in the final version. Well, it's back. The language was stripped from one bill, but it suddenly appeared in another. It is now contained in H.R. 1444. H.R. 1444. Due to crawl across the House floor this week, the end of March going into April. H.R. 1444 is sponsored by Representative Jim McDermott, a Washington State Democrat, and is assigned to the House Committee on Labor and Education. The bill under Section 4B6 states, now listen, it's H.R., House Resolution 1444 is the bill. The subsection is 4B6 of 1444, Section 4B6. And it's the exact same language from the GIVE Act. But the GIVE Act also had other language about another section for the Secure Corps, the Environmental Corps, the Green Corps, the Security Corps, the Senior Corps. Whether a workable, fair, and responsible mandatory service requirement, for all able young people should be developed, and how such a requirement, total federalization, could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome civic challenges by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds. This is basically re-education in the schools, middle school, high school, and then inducted into the military training. How mandatory service, i.e. servitude, strengthens the social fabric of the nation is not explained. H.R. 1444, like its earlier parent, 1388, includes the prospect of a public service academy, a four-year institution that offers a federally funded undergraduate education. So they're going to pay for this, but say you have to do it. So that's the argument. Well, you're being paid to be, you know, to do what we say. with a focus on training future public sector leaders and reaches all the way down to the primary school, requiring a review of the means to develop awareness of national service and voluntary opportunities at a young age by creating, expanding, and promoting service options for primary and secondary school students and by raising awareness of existing incentives. That is existing incentives as determined by the government. In addition to Obama's election campaign pledge to create a 250,000 strong national security force as big, powerful, and well-funded as our combined U.S. military forces, Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, has authored a book, The Plan, Big Ideas for America, that calls for 3 months of compulsory civil service for all Americans ages 18 to 25. So it looks like the goblin of compulsory national service has not gone away. It has simply morphed into another bill soon to be considered by the House of Representatives. One thing is for certain. The federal government considers you and your children little more than ciphers to be press-ganged into mandatory service to the government addicted to wars waged in the name of international bankers. And then that nexus is in to the Pentagon's civil army that will serve domestically and overseas. And that's 1404.10 in the Army-issued directives. Pentagon-issued directives, excuse me. So that is some of what we have there. Associated Press, Fox News, Canadian Free Press, and others reported what we reported last year, but it's now broken into mainstream news. Obama's involvement in Chicago Climate Exchange, the rest of the story. He got federal funding while he was a state senator and invested even some of his own money in what they call the largest carbon trading operation in the world, now based in Chicago. There is another firm, the largest in Europe, called Gore and Blood and Associates. We like to call it Blood and Gore. And that's between Mr. Gore and, of course, Mr. Blood, who owns the company. They set it up. He also owns the controlling stock, Al Gore does, in Occidental Petroleum. He's an oil man. And in that, what's happening with it, he literally says, oh, I pay carbon offsets for my 10,000-square-foot house and for all my jet travel and all this baloney, but he pays it into his own company. So it's another Ponzi scheme, another scam on the order of Madoff. So I just thought we would go over the fact that good news to know the truth will always out, even if you're Barack Obama, this out of the Canadian Free Press. Obama years ago helped fund carbon progress. The carbon program he is now pushing through Congress is a Fox News story by Ed Barnes and Short. While on the board of the Chicago-based charity, Barack Obama helped fund a carbon trading exchange that will likely play a critical role in the cap-and-trade carbon reduction program he's now trying to push through Congress as president. Talk about conflict of interest. The charity was the Joyce Foundation, on whose board of directors Obama served, and which gave nearly $1.1 million in two separate grants that were instrumental in developing and launching the privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange, which now calls itself North America's only cap-and-trade system for all six greenhouse gases with global affiliates and projects worldwide. That's from their website. And that's only the beginning of this tawdry tale of Mr. Barnes. The privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange is heavily influenced by Obama's cohorts, Al Gore and Maurice Strong. For years now, Strong and Gore have been cashing in on the lucrative cottage industry known as man-made global warming, which they've just turned into another derivative. I mean, even if you think greenhouse gases are deadly, this doesn't reduce them. So that's some of the news I have here. Here's one out of the London Telegraph. Gotta love this. Ahead of the G20 coming up in a few days, he's got a first go as the first sitting president for an audience, and so he can curtsy, bow, and people that were doubting he would do this, here's one in Telegraph, Barack Obama's team prepare etiquette and gifts for president's meeting with the creature known as Queen Elizabeth. I didn't say that. It says Barack Obama's team prepare etiquette and gifts for president's meeting with the Queen. Disgusting Queen, a hereditary ruler. I mean, how disgusting is this? And remember at the White House a few weeks ago, he said, Teddy Kennedy, Sir Teddy Kennedy, you know, and he's all a knight and everything. Top advisors of Barack Obama are rehearsing the etiquette and debating what gifts the president will give to Queen Elizabeth when he meets the British monarch in London. London Telegraph, totally and absolutely disgusting. So he's practicing how to properly bow down to the most powerful person in the New World Order. I mean, Rothschild is second only to her, the whore of the world.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes. When we come back live at the 33 after, or I guess technically it's about 8 minutes, we will start simulcasting for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You know, there's a lot of side issues I want to get into today. Just the way people's minds work on the internet, and the fact that it doesn't frustrate me that they are attacking me. It frustrates me that they don't understand how the world works. And so later on PrisonPlanet.tv, if I have time, I'm going to play this clip. It says, "My problem with Alex Jones." And it's a guy on YouTube. And he basically says, "I made Zeitgeist. And it's an anti-Christian, anti-religious film. I did not make Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist, without my permission, used lengthy clips of Terror Storm, Endgame, other films, and put it in there." Now, after the fact, the guy, after been out for 6 months, called up and said, "Well, my stuff's in here. Is that okay?" And I said, "Whatever, man. I had no idea what he was going to turn into." Down the road, last week, he was in the New York Times, the maker of it, saying he doesn't like 9/11 Truth now. We're basically bad people. So, I mean, for all of you out there that were totally suckered by the Zeitgeist thing, it is a globalist system calling for a utopian world run by a computer, literally. And he said on air when I debated him that, "Well, yes, Alex, you'll be reeducated." And then I'm the bad guy because I don't want to be reeducated and I'm not intellectual enough to be able to grasp the greater systems of the New World Order. And then I get emails every day, phone calls, websites attacking me that I made Zeitgeist. Look, I did not make Zeitgeist. I had nothing to do with the production of it. And overall, again, it comes in with an anti-Christian, anti-religious view. Then it gets into the New World Order and government-sponsored terror. And it's woken up a lot of people. And so that's why I didn't really attack the film. You know, people have their free speech. But I'm tired of being associated with people I'm not. And it's intellectually not fair. You know, the latest thing happened last week. A very prominent individual linked to stories that basically said I murdered William Cooper. You know, now it's not just that there was some rift between me and William Cooper. Now it's basically I had him killed. And people have to expect me to stand up to them when they do stuff like that. Because if some little side website or something comes out and makes a bunch of lies and does things like that, it's one thing. But people I've supported, people I've helped, people I've promoted doing things to me like that, I won't put up with. And it expands out from there. You know, William Cooper himself put out an email in the late 90s saying, "I'm in deep trouble." I think it was like 98. "I'm in deep trouble. The IRS is coming after me. I need help." So I called him up, had him on the radio, tried to raise him money, tried to get support for him. And then he then did radio shows where he claimed I was a transvestite that wore, what was the exact quote? He said it was documented that I wear ruby nipple rings. I mean, just completely made up. You know, I don't wear ruby nipple rings. I didn't kill William Cooper. I'm not a Vatican agent. I'm not a Mossad agent. A lot of this started when they found out there was a guy named Alex S. Jones, who's a New York Times writer and runs the Shorenstein Center, and they say I'm this 70-year-old guy. Or there's a black guy named Alex Jones who's a Catholic. That's how all the Catholic things started. Look, Alex, here's your writings about the Catholic Church. And so now I'm a secret Vatican assassin because there's a black guy named Alex Jones, and that's how this whole schizophrenia begins, and then it just becomes a reality. Meanwhile, everything's collapsing. World government's coming in on us, and I'm simply trying to wake people up. I'm simply trying to reach out and build up others and try to get a united front against the globalist. But it's just amazing. Just amazing to have this type of stuff go on and to be accused everywhere of making Zeitgeist and being anti-Christian. It's just not true. And then to have Peter Joseph, the maker of it, come out and badmouth 9/11 Truth and say he's moving away from 9/11 Truth now. Yeah, because he got his audience with 9/11 Truth. Now he can push his world government, environmental, utopia type stuff out of it. All right, the collapse of the auto industry, the Fed's taking control of it, National Compulsory Service Bill reintroduced with a compulsory service language. Webster Tarpley in studio coming up after this quick break. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale now at InfoWars.com. Please get the DVD and support us. Have it in the highest quality.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Webster Tarpley is our guest in studio for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Then we have Rob Dube joining us with Jason Douglas, who both work for InfoWars.com, producers, video editors. They are out in Northern and Southern California. They first went into L.A. for the tent cities, then up to Sacramento and then to other areas. Schwarzenegger's been out there this weekend saying, you must move. I'm going to force you. No homeless allowed on the streets or living in tent cities. You will go to sports stadiums. You will go to fairgrounds. That is coming up with them. Then we're going to have some of the people that have now gotten out of jail. We've gotten a hold of two of the guys that got arrested, not Luke yet, with that whole setup. Trying to ask Mayor Bloomberg a question. That's coming up. Then later on in the last hour, we'll get into what's happening in the prisons and the abuse of the prisoners there. We got a host of issues to cover with Webster Tarpley, who I want to thank. He's a very intelligent, classy guy, an economist, an author, a historian. I appreciate him on short notice when I decided last week to make a second Obama film for release July 4th. We'll be telling you later in the week the name of the film, the website, Just no rest for us here. We're going to launch another film. Obama Deception has been more successful in 2 weeks than anything I've ever made. Just absolutely amazing. So Webster's been here, and Webster, it's just, I really count you as a friend, and I really appreciate you being part of the film and being down here. I know that you were going to be here at about 10 this morning, but you ended up being here late because you couldn't pull yourself away from Obama and the television writing notes. I was driving into work at 10 a.m. listening to most of his press conference as he announced basically nothing for the autos. We're going to teach you. This is going to be painful. In fact, it was painful. Concessions was a quote. Everything you said 6-8 months ago that he was going to do. So we have almost $12 trillion for the bankers with their fiat derivatives. But even loans to the automakers, you can't have that. They call this socialism, but this isn't socialism. Socialism would be propping up the automakers, and that would just be you know investment in the infrastructure, really. But instead, it's just all going offshore to these banks, is called, you know, hot money, as Webster calls it. So, Webster, you've got the floor. Break down what's happening with the auto industry right now and this incredible announcement that Obama has made.
I think we've had a catastrophic defeat for the United States. We've taken a giant step towards the collapse, the economic collapse of this country with what Obama has done. Welcome to the fascist corporate state. That's what this is. This is not socialism. This is the corporate state. Now, what Obama says today is that he has no money, nothing, for General Motors and Chrysler. Now, this is a government that has given about $3 billion of bonuses for Bank of America, about $3 billion of bonuses for Merrill Lynch, now a part of Bank of America. We've got about $250 million of bonuses for AIG.
Out of bailout money.
Out of bailout money. So what Chrysler and General Motors need to survive for about a year is there's a good part of it that has been given out as bonuses to these parasitical jackal hyenas that run Wall Street. Now, I think this is catastrophic. You can see that Obama's aiming at two things. He wants to destroy the automobile industry, and he wants to destroy the UAW. They want to destroy industrial unionism, militant CIO-style trade unionism in the United States. And they're going to put these companies through bankruptcy. This is clear. They're saying that they'll guarantee the warranty on the cars that have already been bought, but this is heading for a massive downsizing and the busting of the union. And I think this is, the idea basically is, if you don't have those factories in Detroit, if you don't have those production lines, above all, if you don't have that tool and die capability, meaning machine tools, you're on your way to a banana republic. You're on your way to being a derelict hulk, a ravaged wreck, floating on the ocean of adventures at the mercy of every other country
and
in the world.
And let's be clear, in the IMF and World Bank agreements that they've had with third world countries and first world nations that they've bankrupt by design, they always tell them, you've got to sell off your industry, you've got to break it down, because the banking economy, the fiat economy, the fraud economy, the casino economy doesn't want competition in the real world, because these magicians and their fiat currency openly want a post-industrial society, as Bilderberg Group says, and Club of Rome Group say, because they want total control. And once they have the nation fully deindustrialized, then people will only be able to join the military, only be able to join government service, and will be a giant governmental-run third world banana republic, as you've just said. So this plan is clearly coming into view. Break down what he said in this speech.
But you say fiat, right? It's going to be fiat Chrysler. So we're getting a new dimension of fiat money. Chrysler's going to run on fiat money from fiat in Turin. We're headed towards a post-industrial junkyard, a post-industrial rubble field, a moonscape, a cratered landscape with wrecked factories. Obama basically says that the plans submitted by Chrysler and General Motors are inadequate. And naturally, what Obama's looking at is the gangrene economy. Obama believes that everything should be green, everything should be low energy intensity, and so forth. He wants them to build green cars. This is absolutely crazy stuff, because this can't be done. And they all agree that in order to have green cars manufactured, you've got to bust the union, take away the health care from the retirees and the current workers, drive down the hourly wage, and transform Detroit from what it was, which was a high-wage economy. Right? It goes back. Even Henry Ford realized you've got to pay the auto worker enough so that he can buy the cars that he's actually producing. But now they say, no, we're going to drive them down to the sweatshop level. Right?
Yeah, they don't want a growing economy. And to segue, because in all our interviews we've done in the last 2 days, we haven't gotten into this, and then we'll go back into the cars. Just like 2 weeks ago, I had the head of the American Legion on, and it was in the Associated Press. He went to meet with Obama, and Obama said, the rumors you've heard are true. I want to make injured veterans, not just regular veterans, but amputees, people that have catastrophic loss, I want them to have to get their own insurance and pay for their own medical care. So they're not just talking about taking the auto workers' pensions away or health care away,
right,
that they've signed contracts and paid money into to fund. They're now talking about taking it away from the troops. Can you talk about taking the health care away from veterans?
Well, they basically want to drive down the standard of living. They, when Obama says health care reform, he's referring to a process of rationing of care under the cover of maybe extending coverage to people who don't have it, to essentially lop off the top of the coverage area so that the expensive operations will not.
You get an aspirin instead of a surgery. But
you'll be given Band-Aids for cancer.
But I mean, specifically, because we're making a film right now, so this will also be in the film. Specifically, right. Can you speak to that move, just the arrogance of a, quote, only left cover could do this. Oh, I'm the liberal. I'm going to give you socialism. It's not socialism to take the health care away from the troops and make them pay for it themselves with insurance. Specifically, speak to that.
Well, the idea is that we have this book by Daschle where he says that if you have an affliction, you better learn to live with your affliction. This is the guy that Obama wanted to have as the great reformer of health and human services until he was knocked out by the fact that he was a tax cheat. He didn't pay $150,000 of taxes. Most people would be in jail. Daschle so far is not in jail. Daschle, of course, is a creature of Citibank. Citibank, the biggest employer in South Dakota, which sponsored his political career. So this was the guy that Obama was going to bring in and give command over the wrecking of the healthcare system. Again, with this left cover, that I'll extend some kind of Band-Aids and aspirin coverage to people who don't have anything. But in terms of the expensive technologies, those will be rationed and people will be expected to die. Again, if you're over 65, you're probably going to be a candidate to die. If you are overweight, if you smoke, if you have any of these other things that mark you as a high-risk subject, then they'd say a cost-benefit analysis makes you a useless eater, and your responsibility is to suppress yourself for the bottom line of the system, meaning private insurance companies that are piling in to take on parts of this stuff.
But specifically speak to the troops in that proposal.
Yeah, it's wrong. It shouldn't be done.
I mean, specifically yourself, as we're taping for the film, can you speak in your own words to even trying that with the troops?
Yeah, it's crazy. This is what Bush did, right? Bush was chiseling away and gouging away at veterans benefits and stuff like this, right? The VA hospital system and so forth was massively underfunded under Bush. And Bush, of course, was rightly excoriated, right? People said, you're an irresponsible criminal. Now Obama does it, and either they don't notice or they say, well, you know, he inherited this terrible situation. So with left cover, isn't it amazing what you can do? When you have a cheering section of left liberal Kool-Aid drinkers and loons, look what you can get away with. And that's Obama. I think Obama's the greatest con artist of modern times, especially what he did today, right? He looks at the camera and he says, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. I'm trying to find some way to save your industry. I have a way. Treat them like they're AIG. Throw 20 or 30 billion at them like you throw it at AIG. We had Geithner a week ago coming forward saying, I want $100 billion now for derivatives, for toxic derivatives that have negative value. And he said up to $1 trillion. So there's up to $1 trillion more on top of the tarp. So 1.7 trillion of treasury money in addition to the 8-9 trillion of Federal Reserve lending banks. But nothing, we can't get 20 billion, 30 billion for Ford and for Chrysler, General Motors and Ford.
Yeah, we'll say that again because we're taping for the film, but I want to be clear here. They're now calling for $750 billion, admitting that the green taxes are to be paid into the banks. So that's another $750 billion. The IMF World Bank are saying they want $500 billion this week at the G20. So explain that. We're talking 30 to 50 to 1.
Yeah, I think that's the general profile of Obama is it's about $10 trillion, $11 trillion, maybe $12 trillion by now. For the banks, only for the banks, for banks, stock brokerages, credit card companies, money markets, mutual funds, basically meaning all derivatives bandits of all stripes. And then compared to that, the useful spending in the stimulus package is about $300 billion, maybe $350 billion. So call it 30-1, but we may be closer to 41, 40-1. We may be getting up to 50-1. So for every dollar that the American people and production receive, we got about $40 to $50 for the banking community. So that's not socialism. That's the corporate state of the Mussolini variety.
Okay, take your time. Start over. Get into what's really happening, what his incredible announcements mean, where he says, look, I know it's already been painful, but, quote, it's going to be even more painful concessions, but I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you by taking you from $25 an hour to $12 an hour and robbing the benefits you've been paying in for. So this is pension fund robbing. We know Bush changed the rules 6 years ago so they could do this. They're now moving to do it.
The auto industry today, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, represents about a century of American history. Think about all the generations of working families, UAW families that have contributed to that. Think about the great labor battles of the 1930s, right? The sit-down strikes with Walter Reuther and the UAW. Think about the Toledo Auto Lights strike. Think about the time that Henry Ford got the mayor of Flint to set up machine guns on an overpass so that a march of workers couldn't get close to the Ford plants. And that actually opened fire, machine gunning American workers. So this union had to be built on these struggles. In other words, that's something that all of us have a stake in. Then on the other side, of course, the technology, this is where the B-17s were built. The tanks were built in World War II. These are the factories that stopped fascism around the world, right? Built all the stuff that the Soviets used during World War II under Lend-Lease. So all of that is now going to be destroyed. Now, you're approaching something, I think, important. The moment of thermodynamic collapse of the United States, so-called heat death of this economy. You reach a point, and we've kind of had a brush with it in the last couple of days, right? Suppose everything begins to fail at once. Suppose the trains don't run. The trains come to a halt. The subways come to a halt. The airplanes have all got mechanical defects. They don't fly. The electric grid goes down, the system of food distribution begins to collapse, and everything implodes. The only way you get out of that is by having industrial capabilities. Now, what Obama has done today by saying no money for General Motors, no money for Chrysler, essentially Chrysler now has 30 days to live. This is absolutely crazy. So we're approaching the point of thermodynamic collapse. Now, let me just say something. We got to focus also not only on what they do. What do we want to do? My program for the auto industry goes like this. Nationalize them. Protect them from the hyena creditors, especially Chrysler. Chrysler is owned by a hedge fund, Cerberus Fund. Rip it out of their hands. Nationalize it. Then at that point, kick out the current management and put in industrial engineers who would be competent managers of production. You've got to wipe out derivatives wherever they exist, right? General Motors Acceptance Corporation is full of derivatives. Wipe that out. That's part of your general campaign to wipe out derivatives wherever they're found. And then reconvert those plants. Not to build gangrene cars, right? Not to build these crazy things with batteries that go 30 miles at, 20 miles an hour. You could build nuclear plants. You can build tractors for the third world. You can build maglev railway. You can build rolling stock for modern railroads. And you can build equipment for a space program. If you're talking about exploration, colonization, and industrial production on the moon, Mars, and other nearby objects,
you're going to need a ton of stuff. And you see, people don't understand that either humans are upwardly mobile, we're either innovating, or we're collapsing. And this is understood by the establishment. When we come back, I want you to go through, like you did in that taping we did yesterday, the four different systems of, getting...
The Lautenbach.
Yes, let's go through that because sure. There's this schizophrenia and this mental gymnastics, this fraud that goes on out there. I'm against big government. Sure. Let me explain something. I'm against big government financing to carry out eugenics and tell black women they can't have their man in the house to get money so that they can break down their families and have 90% illegitimacy, which is a government plan. But I am... for if you're going to have government, the only thing it should be doing is building giant industrial bases, railways. I've had family that works in the railroad system. We haven't had the railways fixed in 100 years. We have worse than third world countries. Everything is rotting. And so when you build roads, when you build industry, when you build factories, it then creates wealth for the people to then spend at your car dealership, to spend at your Mexican food restaurant, to spend at your clothier. I mean, this is how real economies work instead of this post-industrial society where we do have fascism. All the money goes to private banks. Then they use it to buy up industry and turn it off because they want a total feudal dictatorship to control populations. This is Malthusian eugenics. You agree. It's in their own documents. You're a scholar. I research. We come to the same conclusion. So I want to go through the von Mises people and all of them. And I say that's preferable to the big state with the, evil eugenicist in control. But then what's preferable to that even more is I think, kind of a hybrid with what we call the free market and what you're doing, because there is no such thing. Here's these phony conservatives saying, we cannot give money to Ford and GM. We cannot give money to Chrysler. This is socialism. But then meanwhile, they support trillions of dollars to foreign offshore banks with made up derivative crap they just pulled out of the air with, it's not even a Ponzi scheme. It's a illusion like a magician. And so the issue here is you have the false fiat economy, the banking economy, that's now 40% of the world, when it should be about 1% of the world, sucking like a black hole the whole real economy into it. And so if we're going to have, imagine $12 trillion invested in infrastructure instantly, the economy would explode. There'd be bulging money in all of our pockets. Right. There'd be a real economy. So we're going to go over that versus what Obama's doing when we get back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
As we've been trotting on the wine press much too long.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting the Babylon system with the Obama deception. Get it at InfoWars.com. Extras.com. Get the super high quality DVD with the extras and support us, the filmmakers. You can get these as low as $8 a piece. And you get them in bulk at Infowars.com, or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you can watch this show live that we simulcast on the web every day. And Jason Burmes with the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight, out of these studios and simulcast on the GCN Radio Network. Again, the Obama deception, the mask comes off, ladies and gentlemen, available at Infowars.com. Briefly, Webster, and then I want to get into the phony right-wing hypocrisy. They're for the bonuses, they're for the trillions, but they're not for Ford and GM, calling us socialist if we're for that. This is the height of arrogance, but your take on the Obama deception.
I think it's a masterpiece. I congratulate you and your team for putting it together. It's extremely powerful, it's extremely timely. It's the best political documentary to come out of the United States in years or decades, and I think it's going to have a tremendous effect in opening people's eyes, mainly the idea that the Obama people are trying to set up this fake charade, right, that you can choose between Obama on the one hand and Rush Limbaugh and these reactionaries and union busters and what have you on the other. That's no choice. My response to Obama and Limbaugh is to say, a plague on both your houses. That's a Hobson's choice. That's where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What this documentary does is to show there's another way out of this, another way to look at it. And above all, to strip Obama of left cover. He is an agent of Wall Street. You can see it today. He's carrying out a policy that's made up by Summers, Geithner, and indeed by Paul Adolf Volcker, right? One of the people who did the most to create this collapse of the auto industry is Volcker, with a 22% prime rate. Going back 30 years ago.
All right, we're going to go over all that in the next hour. We're going to have you 45 after now, some extra time before you got to go catch your plane. But Webster, before we do that, specifically, we've been having private discussions about this. Here they are now approaching a bailout bigger than the entire GDP of the United States, or close to a third of the world GDP in less than 6 months. And Limbaugh and Obama are both for trillions to the banks. They divert us with the billions in bonuses. Limbaugh says he's for that. But what about the private shareholders who are really getting the lion's share of the trillions, not just the billions? And then they say, but you're a socialist if you want to help these evil, corrupt auto companies. And then there's endless discussions. It's a fad to bash the auto companies. And they're certainly not perfect, you know, on the news and in the culture.
Yeah, I don't think auto is perfect. Wagoner was forced out last night, and I think Wagoner was forced out because he was somebody who grew up in General Motors, and he might have fought to defend the idea of having an industrial economy, right, of having jobs. So let's look at it again. AIG got $160 billion from the U.S. government, AIG, to bail out one hedge fund in London. They had created $3 trillion of derivatives, their AIG financial products. Now, who got that money? About 10 to 12 billion went to Deutsche Bank of Germany, Societe Generale of France, and Barclays Bank of Britain. So that's about 35 billion for bankers in foreign countries. And that's the money. If you had that 35 billion, you could easily save Detroit for a couple of years. And generally speaking, 10 trillion for the banks compares to 20 billion for food stamps. So you can get $115 a month of food stamps if you're unemployed. If you're an individual or a family getting $250 a month in food stamps, Obama's going to raise that by about 10%. $40 billion goes to prolonging unemployment benefits, so you get a few more weeks on the dole. And at the same time, the trillions are flowing, and above all, a lot of the recipients are in foreign countries. If Barclays, Deutsche Bank, and Societe Generale are so important, how come Gordon Brown, Monsieur Sarkozy, and Madame Merkel don't save them and bail them out themselves? This is absolutely crazy. What we're being told is that globalized bankers and their web of derivatives across the world, again, it's 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives, are more important than the jobs of 3 to 5 million Americans. If you wipe out Detroit, the American living standard falls by about 25%.
That would be my estimate. Stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest in studio for another 45 minutes, and we'll get updates from the shanty towns being converted to FEMA camps in California with two of our reporters on scene, Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. Okay, Webster, we were ranting during that one-minute break. I mean, just in summation, I don't want you to break it down in your own words. Well, I mean, you go ahead. We were just talking about it. It's this incredible double standard.
It's absolute hypocrisy, absolute double standard. Obama's the greatest con artist of our time. He says to the auto industry, you guys have to prove viability. You have to show me a model that gets you profitable. They submit a plan, and he says, this is not good enough. I'm giving you 30 more days, or I'm giving you a little bit more time. Now, notice what happens. When Citibank needs $20 billion, they get it right away. They don't have to prove anything. They don't have to tell where the money is going. They don't have to say how many billions go for bonuses. They don't have to say how much of it goes to Dubai or other foreign countries. The duplicity of Obama couldn't be more evident. We had last week Geithner coming forward with another $100 billion, followed by really another trillion for derivatives only. And now we're being told that the automobile industry has not gone far enough towards proving its viability.
And the sharks are coming in saying, we're going to make you break down. We're going to take your pension funds. We're going to make you be sold out to foreigners, you know, the scrap, the husk. And then meanwhile, unless you talk about this in your own words, then the banks flush with all this money. They won't even, money given to them, they won't even loan it to the auto industry.
Yeah. See, the whole point of the TARP, right, the bailout of last October, the original $700 billion, we were told, you've got to have a viable banking system to provide credit for the economy. Well, $700 billion has been put in, and Geithner is now promising up to another trillion more. So that's almost $2 trillion. Now, I want to know. We're told that Chrysler and General Motors need financing. Where is J.P. Morgan Chase? They got $25 billion out of the TARP. Where is Citibank? They've been refinanced twice and counting. At least $40 billion has gone into Citibank. How come they're not lending to Ford and Chrysler and GM? How about Bank of America? The zombie banks are taking the money from the public till, and they're not lending it. I would also add these things like Circuit City, right? 600 stores, 35,000 jobs. Where were those banks that are cashing in on the TARP gravy train, right? The big bailout money. They're not lending. Why are we supporting these banks? The whole idea of this process, think about it at the beginning. We were told this is not a bailout of Wall Street. This is a bailout of Main Street. We want to make that money available to Main Street. Well, Detroit is Main Street. Detroit is everybody's Main Street. The Midwest industrial economy around the Great Lakes is the heart of this country. You rip that out, this country goes into thermodynamic collapse. Living standards will collapse. The level of morbidity and mortality in the population will skyrocket. In other words, millions of people will be on their way towards much earlier deaths than they would have had otherwise.
But talk about Limbaugh, and we'll come back. I mean, specifically, he says give trillions to the banks. Yeah. That's good. And sure. They don't have to tell the Congress where the money went. Bernanke won't say where it goes. But then meanwhile, loans
to GM loans to Chrysler, that is socialism.
Absolutely. See, Limbaugh's record is the following. Limbaugh says, I'm going to focus on the $20 billion for food stamps. I'm going to focus on $50 billion for aid to people with facing foreclosure. He doesn't care about the $10 trillion that went to the banks. He's not really, he's not in an uproar about that. He's got a class conscious standard. In other words, he represents Wall Street. He's somebody who was obviously promoted by William F. Buckley, somebody who was introduced to Henry Kissinger at an early age. He was brought in with the help of Roger Ailes and others. So he's basically telling you that the problem with Obama is that Obama's taking your money and giving it to the deadbeats and the losers and the underachievers. And he talks about the achievers, the achieving class, are, of course, the bankers, in Limbaugh's words. He had a woman call him up the other day.
Stay there. We got a break. Come back and tell the story. This is very important. Then we'll break down what's the good plan to fix things versus what their plan is. We'll profile both of those, Webster Griffin Tarpley, as we watch the world slide into deep depression and the bankers couldn't be happier.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Webster Tarpley in studio. A lot of key info to cover. Finish up with how Obama and Limbaugh, they're really on the same team. They just create the illusion of choice and that a fight is going on. Obama props up Limbaugh with a phony right wing. Limbaugh, as White House memo says, props up Obama with his supporters because they say, well, we hate Obama. Then Limbaugh's saying he's helping the poor when in reality he isn't. He's imploding the economy, going into shock therapy. So this is how this mind game works. Break it down.
Well, Obama is not the new Roosevelt. He's the new Carter. He's not the new New Deal. He's the new Malaz, except that the handlers of Obama, the Brzezinskis and Volkers and so forth, have learned from Carter that you can't just go with austerity, sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears, Malaz, and all this stuff. You've got to have some window dressing up front. So Obama, also to placate various Democrats in the House and Congress in general, Obama has put some pieces, some crumbs, some chum, right, have been thrown up front. The $20 billion for food stamps, $40 billion for unemployment benefits, maybe $50 to $60 billion for infrastructure. Now, the U.S. infrastructure deficit is maybe $5 trillion, $7 trillion, $8 trillion. Instead, we get $50 to $60 billion of infrastructure from Obama. So this is basically camouflage and window dressing. But notice what Limbaugh does. Limbaugh attacks the Cape, not the Matador. Limbaugh attacks these penny ante camouflage things that are set up there in the foreground, and he ignores the fact that you have all of this money going to the banks. So this is a charade. In other words, this is a dog and pony show that's now being set up. Limbaugh says Obama's a socialist, and he's actually helping Obama. Every time when Limbaugh attacks Obama as a socialist or somebody who's helping the deadbeats, helping the poor, helping the losers, that helps Obama because a large number of people say, well, you know, under Limbaugh, we'd be left with nothing but our eyes to cry with. So this is a terrible, terrible situation. Now, you asked before, what can you do in this situation, right? How do you get out of a depression? There are four possibilities that have been tried, right? One is what the Republicans say. They say deflation. They say,
well, let me stop you. Go back to the economic theory when this was developed, these four systems.
Okay, well, this is a speech by this guy Lautenbach to the Friedrich List Society in Berlin in September of 1931. So Germany is sliding rapidly into depression. The British have just defaulted on gold, September 1931. The world depression is getting really deep, and they're looking at the threat of Hitler. So these guys in the German central bank said, well, what should we do? And Lautenbach gave the speech to this famous meeting where he said, look, one way would be deflation. Cut the budget, cut public expenditure, try to balance the budget, let everybody go bankrupt. This is essentially what Andrew Mellon was talking about, right? The guy who ran Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover. When Andrew Mellon said, liquidate stocks, liquidate bonds, liquidate real estate, liquidate labor, too bad if you die, right? Or Schumpeter says, creative destruction. Well, if you get destroyed, you're not going to feel very creative. So that obviously, says Lautenbach, that's no good. What's the other one? Well, there's the Keynesian one, what later became the Keynesian one, which is have a consumer-led recovery. Give people money, let them go out and buy refrigerators and shoes and electronics and so forth. The problem with that is once you've done it once, you have the same problem next year. In other words, it might give you a very mild immediate lift, but it doesn't solve anything durable.
And then it leads into inflation.
Leads into inflation. And this is what the House Democrats think of. People who are Keynesian, who really are Keynesian, think this. The other example would be the French Popular Front of 1936.
And the bankers like that because you get shoes and refrigerators and iPods, but then they get the interest on that debt. But go ahead.
Yeah, but as Lautenbach says, this consumer-led stuff, it doesn't get you anywhere. Whatever you spend, it gives you a little bit of a lift, but then you're back in the depression. The third one is the hot money alternative. Just start the printing presses, do what Bernanke is doing now, right? He's helicopter Ben Bernanke because of this speech where he says, if you have a depression, you take bales of dollar bills and put them on the front lawns of bankers, and then you reflate the system with hot money. And as Lautenbach says, that doesn't work because a lot of that money will flee overseas as hot money. And that's what we've had with the TARP, right? The money went to Barclays of Britain, to Deutsche Bank of Germany, to Societe Generale of France, investments in Dubai, in India, in Israel, and the U.S. automobile industry is collapsing. So that doesn't work. Then, says Lautenbach, what is left is building infrastructure. In other words, permanent, valuable upgrades and improvements to the capital stock of your nation. Long-term, durable investments in rail systems, transportation, electricity generation, canals, locks, water systems, electronic infrastructure of all sorts. And he says the problem with that is simply the banks need to be supported by a national bank. Let's say the United States decides to build 50,000 miles of maglev rail, and we want to have a railroad from New York to San Francisco. We want to have a northern transcontinental, a southern transcontinental, and then we have New York to San Francisco. You'd issue bonds. The bonds would be bought by banks, in other words, the states or the federal government could issue bonds for this. As long as the person who buys the bonds can turn around as a banker and say to the Federal Reserve, I want money for that. In other words, I'm giving you a transcontinental maglev bond priced at 100. You're going to give me 99. In other words, you're going to discount that bond. In that case, you have nationalized the Federal Reserve. You have forced the Federal Reserve to stop doing what they're doing. What they do now is everything for the bankers, nothing for production.
And let's explain.
Turn yourself on your head, Bernanke. Let's turn Bernanke on his head.
But let's explain this trick, because this is subtlety. But people don't get it. This is the subtlety to all of this. The media is claiming that they're covertly nationalizing everything. It's the opposite. Private banks through the private Federal Reserve, working with their revolving door minions in the Treasury, are transferring everything offshore into their coffers. So as things implode, they can buy up goods. So it's a predatory kind of cannibalistic economy. Okay, so you're really talking about doing the opposite, truly nationalizing it, and then freeing up that power of credit to then turn human dreams loose, and then we'll have literal milk and honey.
Well, yeah, we can certainly get out of a depression and go in the direction of that. The thing is to nationalize the Federal Reserve, to make it a Bureau of the Treasury. Right now, everything the Federal Reserve does is decided on by unelected, unaccountable, anonymous bankers, especially in those Federal Reserve districts, right? A couple of weeks ago, Helicopter Ben dumped $1 trillion on the market by buying government securities. That's the Federal Open Market Committee. A lot of people on the Federal Open Market Committee come from these regional Federal Reserve banks. They have never even been approved by the Senate. They're just private bankers exercising, usurping this power of bankers over the government. And that's already, I think, it's a terrible thing. So you want to roll
Limbaugh
that back.
And Limbaugh calls that a free market, having private bankers rob you.
I would say let's stop talking about free markets. I've never seen one. I've never heard of one. I don't think there's been a free market for 5 or 10,000 years.
No, but that's the point I'm making is they keep calling this freedom and capitalism and all of this, and it's not. It's a real economy down here, and above it, these people with godlike financial powers who just create tens of trillions of nothing and buy up whatever they want, and then they call it free market as they tax us to breathe reality into their false reality.
Yeah, when Limbaugh says free market, he means the sanctity of the $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble, which is a product of the free market. Remember, the derivatives were illegal from 1936 to 1982. There had been an attempt to corner the wheat price using options in the Depression. So during the New Deal, 1936, ban option trading of agricultural commodities for any reason. So that's a long period when we were doing much better, where derivatives were illegal. Then in 82, it was legalized by Ronald Reagan. Then we get Wendy Graham comes on the scene in 1992. She says we're going to have a safe harbor for derivatives. Then there's a big fight under Clinton. Brooksley Bourne says we ought to at least make these reportable. And then Larry Summers, who's now running the Obama regime economic line, Larry Summers gets on the phone with Brooksley Bourne and says, how dare you? How dare you call for the reportability of derivatives? So with the help of Greenspan and Rubin and Summers and now the current crew, the Geithners and Paulsons and so forth, the idea is that the derivatives have become the center of the economy, but they don't dare say this. They say toxic assets, counterparties, unwind, exotic instruments, complex derivatives, but they generally don't want to say derivatives.
It's
but
the center.
The whole thing is the derivatives.
It's the center of the black hole.
Absolutely.
And then they parade around in priest robes saying, we're the magical Federal Reserve. You can't question us. You're communist. You're communist. When really, they're literally the people feeding everything into their fraud. It's like counterfeiting with derivatives. They just make up crap, and now that it's all falling in, they say, you've got to have your taxes raised to pay for this, and they call that free market, as Obama announces in the Wall Street Journal, they're going to gut the whole tax code to go after even the poorest people with basically no tax exemptions on your house, education, nothing, and then they call this free market.
Yeah. We know how to get out of a depression. You get out of a depression by doing things like, first of all, wiping out derivatives. They were illegal. Make them illegal again. Shred them. Delete them. Get rid of them. Ban adjustable rate mortgages.
Arrest the bankers.
Stop foreclosures.
Arrest the bankers.
Arrest somebody like Geithner, who was sitting at the Federal Reserve there in New York City and arranged to get that money for AIG, and Paulson from Goldman Sachs, who made sure that the TARP was designed so that the biggest single beneficiary of the TARP so far seems to be Goldman Sachs, his company. So he's got colossal conflicts of interest. This guy Summers also, his role in bringing the derivatives plague into the world. And don't forget Greenspan. So get rid of derivatives. Outlaw hedge funds. AIG is two things. AIG is a hedge fund in London that sells derivatives. Let's never have that again. Let's ban hedge funds. Let's wipe out derivatives. Let's stop foreclosures. You want to stop foreclosures? Easy. Make it illegal. Federal law, no more foreclosures. 5 years or the duration of the crisis.
Or it will continue to infect and create a black hole in what's left of the real economy.
Yeah, then you can work that out later.
And then it's Stone Age. Stay there, though. And I don't want to hear this is socialism, folks, because $12 trillion to the bankers, that is just highway robbery. Okay, we need to arrest these people, and we have to start thinking about that idea. Stay there, Webster.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Luke Radowski got arraigned, got out of jail today, and then they all went to college. They're like, oh, we can come on at this time. The poor lady, I've canceled the interview with her about the prison problem twice. I don't want to do it a third time. But we'll have Luke pop in during that last hour for like 5 minutes with her, if he can do it. People all want to know what happened with that. So that's coming up. Go ahead, guys. Call Rob Dew and them. Tell them they're going to be on at 1 today for about 15 minutes with the update from the camps out in California. The tent city's now trying to move them into a camp. So that's coming up. Tarpley's going to be with us till 50 after, and then he's got to go catch his plane. Webster, look, for viewers out there, for people out there that are watching and listening to us right now, if you want to go after the bankers, we can politically all day wait for the next congressional election or try to wait for another president and hope. But I agree with Ron Paul. We have to criminally go after them. They've all broken all sorts of laws. They've involved in so many different types of embezzling and conflicts of interest. And when you start those criminal investigations with grand juries, when you start those indictments, then more and more of them will blow the whistle and you'll find out the whole crew is as bad as Bernie Madoff or worse. And so I see politically, and by the way, it's a risk to come out and make films and radio shows and say this. These people don't play games because they know this is the most effective thing, is to start beating the drum. Instead of having the bankers that engineered this crisis posing as our savior, saying new bank of the world, currency dictatorship, currency control, instead of them getting more power out of the crisis they've created, we need to call for their investigation and indictment, and then that would politically bring them down and identify them as the criminals and the bad guys, and this could be a peaceful, bloodless revolution. Now, I see that as the best chance to end this in a more peaceable manner and not go too much deeper into the depression. Probably not going to happen, but if we try, it could happen, because what they're doing is obviously so criminal and they're so unpopular. 98% are against them in every major poll you look at. Some are even 99%. So that's my basic thrust and my idea to circumnavigate the corrupt political structure, get state grand juries, federal grand juries to go after these bankers. Already a lot of them are falling. A lot of these hedge fund guys and, scammers are. Fully discredit them, because if you don't, they're going to expand their takeover through the crisis they've created even more. So Webster, in your own words, because we're making a film here, restate it, arresting them. They deserve it. This is a way to truly politically discredit them immediately.
I think the possibility of criminal action is certainly there. Let's just go back to the Great Depression in the 1930s. You had these famous Pecora Committee hearings. The guy's name was Charles Mitchell. He was the head of Citibank, the same Citibank that brought you Rubin and Summers and Geithner and the rest of this clique. So Pecora hearings, Congressman Pecora called in this guy Mitchell, and essentially what it was is that Citibank had manipulated stock prices in the crash of 1929, and this got a big, big public exposure. And that, I think, was a kind of a cultural change, a moment of cultural change when people realized that these bankers had created tremendous crimes. Now, if you look at more recent times, I think the best bet, realistically, is an ambitious politician at the state level. Look at this guy Spitzer in New York State. Now, he actually did quite a number of cases, and that's why they had to get rid of him. They didn't want Spitzer sitting in Albany while Wall Street was going through the situation we have now. Look at Andrew Cuomo. Certainly an ambitious politician, right? Many problems of his own, but he seems to have latched onto AIG. Maybe there are other state attorneys general in other states that would like to join in this, because they'd be performing a very important public service. It's going to take somebody who wants to build a career, right?
Yeah, but let's be clear about Spitzer. It has to be hundreds of counties and grand juries and others moving in unison, or they'll kill them, they'll set them up, they watch them for one thing they do wrong. Spitzer, of course, as you know, had written an editorial in a major newspaper saying, this is criminal with derivatives and these banks, we need to go after them. And they said, buddy, you saw a hooker. The FBI has been watching you for years. Right. We've been watching your bank account. We're going to bring out even the details of the dirty stuff you did with the hooker. I mean, as if that wasn't an obvious political hit. That was also a message to everybody going into their takeover that you mess with us, we're going to bring any skeletons out of the closet.
Right. But I think now that the rising populist economic rage against these Wall Street exploiters and raptors and so forth, the hedge fund hyenas, I think that we're going through a cultural shift where the possibility of actually doing something in this direction. I would go back and look at the Greenspan Federal Reserve. Look at the clique that re-imposed derivatives.
All right, stay there. I'm not going to interrupt when we come back. I want you to restart everything you just said and then bring in all the information in one big piece here for people, because you want solutions. This is it. State sovereignty, declaring 10th Amendment sovereignty, arresting bankers, going after the criminals. They're obviously publicly criminals, gang raping us financially publicly. You need to get the cry and hue going. Forget about the bonuses. That's a distraction. Arrest the criminal bankers or we're slaves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
My wife wife's trying to get me to go see Leonard Cohen Wednesday night. He's coming to town. I'm a fan. We were given tickets by folks in the music industry here in town, but the question is getting a babysitter, Webster. See, I work so much. I just want to go collapse on the couch. But we've been working straight through the weekend. We appreciate Webster doing 4, 5, 6 hours of taping with us a day. Webster's just going to be here for the rest of the hour. Luke Radowski is going to come out of class at the start of the next hour with some of the others that were arrested. Then we'll get a report on the tent cities coming up. So Webster will leave here at 1. We'll give you time to get to the airport, several hours to do that. We want to get you there early, though, because Webster, they canceled flights with storms. He was stuck at the airport basically all night, got no sleep, still came in, did it all. Webster is a real trooper. Before I go any further, though, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible, like pmemory.net, the letter pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point? School of Phenomenal Memory, P, the letter P, memory.net, pmemory.net. Proven results from lesson one guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials, download a free ebook explaining how memory really works, and get 10% off by mentioning me, Alex Jones. School of Phenomenal Memory, www.pmemory.net. And you can also click on the banner at Infowars.com. Another one of the sponsors that makes this show possible is Pepperspray.com. Incredible deals. And they've also got stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms on the web since 1994. We live in an unpredictable world, and everybody knows it's all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 94, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 800-908-9988, or visit them at pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. And this is great in big gun control areas or areas where it's hard to carry a firearm to protect yourself, or you're sending a daughter to college, or your wife or yourself. You know, my wife has a big thing of pepper spray. She's got a taser. Come in the house. We got firearms. The point is, it's just a fabulous sponsor, incredible deals, pepperspray.com. Okay, Webster Tarpley, for the 23 minutes we have left, I'm going to attempt to just sit back here and let you roll. But we were getting into the fact of arresting these people. That's the right thing to do. They're clearly criminals. They've broken all these laws. Let's go through some of that. This is the way, because they've got the political system under their control. We've got to move on them for their criminal activities. We've got to move with Ron Paul for the audit of the private Federal Reserve. We've got to point out that in congressional testimony, time and time again, the Federal Reserve and others say we won't tell you where the money went. This is outrageous stuff, going past the level of lunacy. This is political, Excalibur we have to crush these people. They've committed crimes publicly. They're running wild. It's either them or us. Webster Tarpley.
Well, you've got the precedent of the Pecora hearings back in the 1930s, where they essentially put Charles Mitchell of Citibank on the hot seat. And he had to tell how he had rigged the stock market and stolen people's money during the crash of 1929 and following. You've also had the interesting precedent set more recently by Governor Elliot Spitzer when he was the attorney general there in the state of New York. Even Cuomo now going into AIG. And I think there's a lot of investigation that has to be done there. Right? There's this proverb that you can't tell who's swimming naked until the tide goes out. And the tide, of course, is the crash, and as the economy crashes down, you're going to find a lot of people who were thought to be masters of human destiny, financial geniuses, and whiz kids turn out to be embezzlers, derivatives merchants, and so forth. But I think at the highest level, it's audit the Federal Reserve. They have never been audited. That will lead us back to Paul Adolf Volcker, who is now sitting in the Obama White House. He's, I think, one of the most influential and powerful people there. You've got Greenspan, who has now confessed that his entire economic line was completely wrong, that he didn't understand economics and screwed it up terribly. And then you've got Bernanke, Helicopter Ben. Now, That gets us into the current time. Under Bush, we had Hank Paulson, Hanky Panky Paulson, from Goldman Sachs. And he is the one who decreed this $700 billion original bailout, the so-called TARP. And that we see now in retrospect that Goldman Sachs, his company, was not only the beneficiary of about $20 billion directly from the TARP, but in terms of the bailout of AIG, $10 to $15 billion of that also went to Goldman Sachs, in addition to the foreign banks, Barclays, Societe Generale, and Deutsche Bank. So what's the conflict of interest on Hank Paulson as Secretary of the Treasury? And remember, this is the guy who demanded dictatorial power to use that money in any way he wanted. Now you've got Geithner continuing the same policy. Geithner was in the same room with Paulson back in September of last year when Lehman Brothers and AIG and Merrill and so forth went under. Now you've got Geithner who says he wants to be able to seize any company he wants for any reason he wants. Now, what's their policy? I would say the designated winners in this corporate state that we have now are Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. Those are the fortress of the derivatives financiers. Other institutions, Bank of America, Citibank, are being protected, but they're going to be, I think, likely to go down first. Geithner is obviously feeding viable companies. His idea is to feed viable companies into these bankrupt banks. Take the question of Washington Mutual. Now, this was a viable savings bank, the largest in the country, with a very large deposit base. And last September, under Paulson, this was seized. It was seized, actually, by Sheila Bair, another very important person, B-A-I-R. She's the head of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She was kept over from the Bush era into the Obama era. She decreed the seizure of Washington Mutual and fed that into J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan, of course, had also gotten Bear Stearns sort of engulfed into it. But the idea was that the deposit base and the assets of Washington Mutual could be used to prop up J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, I think that Sheila Bair is actually violating the laws, perhaps the most flagrant way. You look at J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, a couple of others, Wells Fargo probably, Bank of New York Mellon. Those are zombie banks. Well, what does it mean to be a zombie bank? It means that you are technically bankrupt and insolvent. And what has to happen is the FDIC has to come in and seize you, put you through essentially Chapter 11 bankruptcy, or maybe Chapter 7 bankruptcy. In other words, to wind you up definitively. And that's what the FDIC has to do. There are laws. I think that Sheila Bair is right now violating the laws that would normally dictate that she would seize the four or five or six biggest banks, money center banks, derivatives banks in Wall Street. Every Friday, they announce some little bank, right? Podunk Center, Oklahoma, bank seized. Florida, bank seized. Oregon, bank seized. North Dakota. But these are very small community banks. Why are we not applying the same laws to the huge zombie banks, especially Wall Street, and seize them? I think that's another area that has to be investigated. But you've got a mass of conflict of interest and corruption and indeed criminal incompetence. So I think there's a lot to be done in that area.
Okay, I want to go back because you got cut off by the break when you were really getting into the political solution, and justice be done by the heavens fall, the way to stop them the quickest is to discredit them because they're all a bunch of Madoffs or worse, as you said, running scams. And you have Geithner literally feeding more than $12 billion of the money directly in to Goldman Sachs, and then that's not discussed how that's then served out as bonuses. And so right there, that is serious criminal activity, but because they control the federal regulators, they're put up there on a pedestal as our saviors, when meanwhile it was Summers and Rubin and others who were openly running the White House right now with Geithner as their minion, former New York Fed head, telling us how they're going to set up a world government to save us. So I want to specifically get into that. Go ahead.
Well, if you look at the Federal Reserve, right, they put out about $10 trillion of credit for these derivatives banks. I think you can understand this best if you compare it to what they should be doing. What you should be doing is to say these bloated, cancerous, speculative paper values are hopeless. We're in a worldwide derivatives panic. We're walking around in the negative curvature on the inside of a collapsing bubble. And common sense won't work under these circumstances. You know, normally a triangle adds up to 180 degrees if you measure the angles. But when you're in the inside of negative curvature, the triangle is not 180 degrees. It's going to be less. So common sense won't help. Therefore, we have got to do something out of the ordinary. So what you've got to do is figure all of those paper values are gone. Forget them. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about stock prices, housing prices, above all, derivatives prices. They are coming down. There's no force in the universe that could stop them from coming down. The panic has started, and there's no way out of it.
And remember, this is all being pumped up by future generations and currently having $12 trillion in the last 6 months and growing tacked onto our backs as they raise myriads of state, local, federal, international taxes to pay it. Again, if you either we go through the pain of this collapsing now and then rebuild it, or we feed everything into the vortex.
Yeah, in other words, there's no way to keep those prices up. In other words, there's nothing you can do about housing prices. Forget about housing prices. 401k is gone, unless you can somehow get it out.
They stole it.
IRA is gone. What you have to think about is, do we have enough houses to put roofs over the heads of people? In other words, how many homeless do you have? That's your question, not what housing is worth.
Yeah, how take California. You've got hundreds of thousands and now coming up to a million empty houses almost. And they're saying, these middle-class people, you can't live in a tent while you raise money to go get an apartment. That's what they're doing. We're going to stick you in a sports stadium. We're going to stick you in a fairgrounds with barbed wire and police, with the crackheads, with the mentally ill, with the drug addicts. And then we're going to have taxpayers pay to police that instead of working out some deal with these empty houses to get them into it. I don't want to hear it's socialism, folks. No, instead, it's all just being given to the banks.
Yeah. A rational policy would be to say, derivatives are worthless, wipe them out. Adjustable rate mortgages are criminal inventions, forget about them. Stop all foreclosures, shut down the zombie banks. Then you have to say, what you want to subsidize and foster and assist is tangible physical commodity production. That's where this Detroit stuff
becomes so important. And so you have tax incentives for factories, roads, infrastructure, rail. And then that gives people well-paying jobs to then go buy food at the local restaurant or at the local shopping mall. Now, Tarpley, we're almost out of time. I want to hit a few other issues. They have said they're now going to seize insurance companies and other banks and other industries. And we see Obama telling the big three automakers, we're going to tell you what you've got to do. We're going to tell you how you're going to operate. The government is going to come in and run you, but then he double speaks and says, but this isn't nationalization. Well, it really isn't. It's looting and then just privately directing them. So clearly they are saying they're going to take over local cities and counties as they collapse. So we have these bankers through the government taking over everything while not supplying the funds to start it back up again. They implode it by design, clearly, and then they won't come in and prop it up. They just come in with military force, or they come in with all these orders. So we see them hijacking everything. And so speak to that and what they're doing with the automakers. And then in closing, when we come back, I want to get into how they pyramid the debt, what derivatives are for those that understand, and what this G20 means with this new ultra monetization where they're issuing the super currency.
Yeah, the thing with Detroit, again, is those factories are the most precious asset for humanity that we still have in this country, among others. What you ought to be doing with those is building equipment for a space program, massive production of tractors to mechanize agriculture, especially in Africa, the Third World, Sudan, Bangladesh, places like this. You ought to be producing stuff for maglev rail, high-speed rail, all kinds of capital goods that can come off those assembly lines. And instead, what Obama wants to do is impose the gangrene economy. The gangrene economy means these cars.
No, we covered that earlier. I mean specifically the unconstitutional nature of Obama saying, we're not going to give you money, and when you fail, we're going to come in and basically hand you off to foreigners. I mean the issue of the president coming in and doing all of this.
Yeah, I think it's illegal, and of course it's the corporate state. In other words, this is precisely this may be covered by the Supreme Court opinion striking down the National Recovery Act in the 1930s, which was a corporatist idea, which was not a good idea. So they may be in violation of Supreme Court opinions.
Okay, break down how the derivatives work and how they how they nest them as Russian dolls or as a pyramidal structure.
Yeah. If you look at this AIG hedge fund in London, right? AIG Financial Products. It's clear that they had First of all, collateralized debt obligations and credit default swaps. Credit default swaps are kinds of insurance policies that these hedge funds sell each other outside of normal insurance regulation. So it's about $3 trillion of derivatives coming out of one hedge fund, one in London, controlled by AIG. That's more than the gross national product of France. So it's pyramided in the sense that they probably start with credit default swaps, then they add a layer of collateralized debt obligations, then they add a layer of structured investment vehicles. You can add a couple of layers of auction rate securities. You might have some asset-backed securities, some mortgage-backed securities. You mix this all up. The idea then is, as long as the cash flow is positive, the leverage is positive, and the profits at the top that are generated are absolutely astronomical. But the problem is, as soon as anything goes wrong at the base, any little thing, right? If Delphi begins to go bankrupt, if a few subprime mortgages here and there get defaulted on, then what that does is it takes all of that and it magnifies it and it multiplies it so that then the losses generated at the top of the pyramid are absolutely astronomical. That's what they went through.
And so what's this cherry on top accelerating the private IMF World Bank system now saying, we're issuing secret currency and we won't tell you what any of this is, but just give us more money.
Yeah. The group of 20 meets tomorrow, this week, right? The day after tomorrow. So this is the London G20, right? This is 90% of the world economy. It's Europe, Japan, Canada, U.S., big third world countries, China, Brazil, India, and so forth. There are basically three things. The dominant guy here is Gordon Brown. He's running the world economy. In other words, he's telling Obama and Geithner and Summers and Volcker what to do, along with Alistair Darling, Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Mervyn King of the Bank of England. They want to do three things. $500 billion in cash coming from countries to beef up the International Monetary Fund. That's the bank of the world, as far as I can see, under Dominique Strauss-Kahn, a French banker. The U.S. is supposed to give $100 billion to that, five times what we gave for food stamps, twice what we had for infrastructure in this country goes to the IMF.
Stop there, man. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Webster Griffin Tarpley. They keep calling it a stimulus. All it is money to bankers to keep as they freeze credit. You've noticed they've announced credit's even tighter. They're not loaning for houses and cars, but they keep saying, give us more money, we'll loan to you. It's all a lie.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet, Webster. You're the best. We appreciate you coming into town. Okay, folks, we are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley. And then we've got Luke Radowski and other We Are Changers up at the 8 after when we come back in live in the next hour. Well, we come back live for 5 minutes and they're going to be on with us. I got a ton of other news we're going to be covering, and come up in about 45 minutes. We'll go to the tent cities in California where we have reporters there shooting footage for this new film as well. Okay, so we've gotten to the G20 where they're openly announcing a Europe of the World run by England. We're watching the parliament last week, taping it to put it in the film. Openly announcing world government, tracking everybody down, a global tax rate of over 80% to feed the banks. I mean, this is
To save the polar bears.
Yes, well, oh yeah, they say that. I mean, this is nightmarish world government. So speak about that and this currency dictatorship.
Yeah. Gordon Brown and his crew are running this G20, and what they want is $500 billion from various countries, $100 billion from the U.S. That's to be able to impose IMF dictatorship on the countries that are forced to turn to the IMF for loans. Places like Poland, Ukraine, Belarus, Romania, Iceland, Turkey, and so forth. A lot of those countries already under IMF dictatorship, because when you get the loan, you give up your sovereignty. It's a diktat, right? They give you a letter of intent, and you've got to do what it says. Then there's also the special drawing rights hyperinflation on top of all this. That not only did they demand cash money from the various countries, but they've got these things called special drawing rights, right? Basket of currencies, a derivative, if you will, and they're multiplying those. So the IMF is going to issue more and more special drawing rights. So now we're going to have two-tier hyperinflation. We're going to have the hyperinflation in the dollar, the euro, maybe the yen, maybe others. And then on top of that, a second layer of hyperinflated special drawing rights. The SDRs, I think, would be the world currency. They also want to have the IMF become the world regulator. In other words, the currency dictator of the world, mainly marching to the orders of Gordon Brown and the Bank of England.
Yeah, then he founded G20, and when he's there, they openly call him basically the world leader.
Yeah,
I mean, they are bowing down.
He's the new Keynes, right? So the other thing is no protectionism. When Gordon Brown came and gave his speech to the joint session of the U.S. Congress,
means no tax incentives to have the company stay here, tax incentives to have them leave.
Yeah, right. And you couldn't have an investment tax credit, right? You couldn't say, we'll give you a tax break if you implement new technology.
And when there's a stimulus package, it can't be spent in the U.S. because that violates it.
Right, it has to go to Dubai.
And Obama's announced that. He's announced it.
And it's also the stuff about NAFTA, CAFTA, WTO. You can't touch any of that. You can't have exchange controls. You can't have capital controls. You can't have anything. Imagine, the United States may soon have to go to the IMF. This is the really tragic thing. When you go to the IMF, you give up your sovereignty. Now, there are two possibilities
in
this world.
And under State Department Memorandum 200, one-child policies, what the curriculum is, we go under the internationalist law.
Yeah, so either the U.S. will declare the IMF illegal, which under Obama, I'm afraid, is not a very close possibility, or the IMF will declare the U.S. illegal and bankrupt, essentially, and impose these conditionalities. There's the other thing at the London G20, the stuff about worldwide stimulus. This is Volcker, I think. This is an old idea from Carter Mondale. When Carter Mondale came in 1977, they had this idea that Japan and Germany were the locomotives of the world. They sent Mondale on a special trip to both of them, saying, you guys have got to start printing money, stimulating. What they mean by this is they're afraid of a dollar collapse. They want to make sure that all the other currencies are as weak or weaker than the dollar. So the that's what
so
they're saying to the Europeans.
All of them inflating,
so that the dollar is not the weakest of them. But France and Germany say no, and I think that's an interesting thing, that Obama is not going to get everything he wants. The British, of course, are with Obama, telling Obama what to do. But there are other people, France and Germany, saying no on some of what they're demanding.
You know what? Let's do five more.
We've got to wait for Russia, China, and see what they say.
Stay there. 1 minute break. Come back with 5 minutes. Then you've got to get in the car and go. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got 5 short minutes left with Webster Tarpley. Then the whole story of what happened with Luke Radowski and others in New York being arrested. Luke will be joining us in T-minus 7 minutes. Finishing up here, we have the real Board of Directors of America meeting with their front man, their spokesman, Obama, last week, the 13 zombie banks, briefly, and then Barack Obama, he is practicing all week and weekend how to the etiquette of how to curtsy to the Queen, literally in the London Telegraph, how to curtsy. But first, the zombie banks.
The Board of Directors of the United States met with the president. These are the people who put Obama in the White House. They made him. They can unmake him. And I'm talking about Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Pandit of Citibank, known as Pandit the Bandit in insider circles, Lewis of Bank of America, Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, Mack of Morgan Stanley. Blankfein and Mack were getting about a dollar every time you bought a gallon of gas last summer. They were getting about a dollar of it.
From speculation.
From speculation through the ICE market. Kelly of Bank of New York Mellon, that's the back office for the TARP. They met Obama and basically gave him his marching orders. And notice the treatment they get: kid gloves, red carpet, wonderful.
No one knows
compared
where the money
to these
went.
Auto guys, yeah, who get nothing. Right? This whole thing about industrial military complex, there is none. It's the Wall Street banking derivatives hedge fund zombie bank complex that's running.
Okay. In closing, I want to get into the Queen thing.
The Queen. Obama is practicing the kowtow. In other words, he's practicing the hands and the head on the floor in front of the Queen. It's a moment of great humiliation for the United States. So he's going to be received by Queen Elizabeth. This family, I wonder if Prince Charles will be there.
He's being received on April Fool's Day tomorrow. Then he goes on to Europe for the G20. And it says, London Telegraph, he is practicing etiquette and gifts and how to bow to her. London.
The kowtow.
The first sitting U.S. president to go for an audience, he has been summoned. It's the first U.S. president.
Well, my friend Phil Berg of Philadelphia, right, has a case in federal court, which according to which Obama may well be a citizen of the British Empire by virtue of being born in Kenya, which would make him ineligible for the presidency. He's either a citizen of Kenya or of Indonesia. Indonesia may be a little bit more likely, but he may indeed be a citizen of Kenya. I think there's a real question about whether he's qualified to be the president. Suppose Prince Charles is there. You know, you want to converse with Prince Charles? Prince Charles went on television a while ago and he said, these are my plants. I talk to them, and they talk back to me. I guess talking to plants is okay, but when they start talking back is when you got to worry. Or how about a little badinage with Prince Philip? Prince Philip is the guy who says, if I could be reincarnated, I would like to come back as a deadly virus to kill people and solve the problem of global overpopulation. Now, that goes beyond beyond the 1930s dictators.
But, I mean, this is unprecedented. They admit this is the first time a sitting U.S. president who has been summoned will go through all of the...
The kowtow.
Yeah, the kowtow, all of the forms of worship, going in and then reviewing line and having her... I mean, this really shows England's running it all.
Yeah, when your country is reduced to a ravaged wreck and derelict floating aimlessly on the ocean of adventures run by bankers. The United States is now a ship of fools run by derivatives bankers.
So
this is what you're going to get.
One minute left. China.
Yeah, China. Lured Chinese, because they have an effective stimulus package.
They're building rail. They're building
infrastructure. Massive stuff. They're moving the world price of copper, the world price of lumber, the world price of aluminum, steel, and all these other things. In other words, the U.S. is putting maybe $60 billion into infrastructure. China, $600 billion. So that's a real stimulus.
Exactly. We're buying plastic toys and things and giving all our money to the bankers to buy bigger palaces. China's building lightning-fast rails, some of the fastest in the world, huge factories, schooling, everything.
We need to build. We ought to build 100 nuclear reactors, 50,000 miles of maglev, 1,000 hospitals, rebuild the interstate highway system, rebuild water systems,
canals,
locks.
And that would fix the economy right there.
Rebuild sewage, rebuild schools. Then you get rid of your
Webster,
$6-7 trillion infrastructure deficit.
We're out of time. I want to thank you for coming to Austin
my
on
pleasure.
Short notice.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
Honored
we'll be
to
right
be
back.
Here. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go to Luke first because he has to go back into his college class. This is the first time we could get him today. He just got out of jail this morning. We got Manny Valencia and Anthony Veris coming up as well. They were also arrested. We'll go to them in a moment. Luke Radowski, we happened to be up here Saturday night. We heard you got arrested. You made your one phone call from jail, and we did an emergency broadcast, got the word out. So I want to hear what response that caused. What have you been charged with for asking Bloomberg a question or even arriving at a hotel to do that as a member of the press?
First of all, I want to thank you and your listeners for calling into the police station last night. My friend Anthony and Manny, they were listening to the police officer talking over about the press pass and how they wanted to charge me with having a fake press pass. It was your callers, it was you that called in and got those charges dropped. They are charging me with criminal trespass for walking into a hotel, nothing else. I was never asked to leave. I walked into the hotel, and as soon as I did, I was on the third floor. I was immediately ID'd by Bloomberg's personal security guards and police intelligence. I was brought downstairs. When I was brought downstairs, I was told I was detained. I asked them, why am I being detained? Why? What's the probable cause? They were like, no, just stay here. You're detained. They had police intelligence by me. Then the police intelligence got the police officers, and they told them, this kid won't leave. And I was asking, I was like, can I please leave? Can I please get out of here? Can I please go home? They're like, no, you stay here. They went to the other police officers, and they said, oh, he won't leave when we tell him to leave. I was already on the first floor.
So that's a frame-up. Let's stop right there. Let me stop you. Let me stop you, Luke. On record, for folks watching this later on the web or at PrisonPlanet.tv or on the radio listening, in Truth Rising, there is the footage from two different camera angles. He's on a public sidewalk protesting the cover-up of 9/11 in front of Building 7. The retired police is security thugs for Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex, who's cashed in big time. They show up and say, we're going to say your camera's a gun, your backpack's a bomb. We know you're not a terrorist, but you'll end up serving 30 days in the hole before they figure that out and let you out. Then police show up in blue. They grab your camera. They say, this is a gun. It's all on tape. Somebody down the street gets some video as well. And because we happen to get away with some video, they didn't frame you for a bomb. So we have the police on tape trying to frame you for a bomb and a gun. So this is par for the course. They grab you. They say, stay here. And you go, no, I want to leave. And they say, no, do not leave. Some cops stay, others go. They come back and say, he won't leave. That is a frame-up. This is the type of criminal activity they operate in. So that's your headline there for everybody. The police are framing him just like they tried to frame him with a bomb. This is the hardcore secret police crime syndicate we're dealing with the New York Mafia. What did you say to them when they said, well, hold on.
We had other guys with the camera back in the distance. That's why Manny was arrested. Manny was arrested for filming me getting arrested. Anthony was also in the building, and they set him up the same way. They said he would never leave. We were never asked to leave the building. I attended that building many times. This is where I confronted David Patterson. This is where I had a interview with Pataki and Charlie Rose recently. Even within a couple of weeks, I walk in there, show my press pass, and I'm allowed in. I walked in there, and as soon as I walked in there, I'm detained immediately. I'm told to stay there. There's witnesses. There's video. But get this. I came to the precinct. After I got out of Central Bookings, I went to the precinct where the cameras and footage was located. I asked them for my footage and camera. They said, no, you're not getting your camera. You're not getting the three cameras. You're not getting the footage. It is criminal evidence, and the DA has to release it to you, and it's part of a criminal investigation.
Now, let's be clear. Let's stop here, because if you get some two-bit lawyer, we'll just waste money. Nothing will happen. You need to get press releases out on this to state the whole truth. They framed you. They told you don't leave. Now they're grabbing your cameras, which is your evidence, and your tapes, the evidence that they came up and said, stay here, and then went and lied and come back and say, he won't leave. And now, if they erase those tapes, that's more criminal activity. This is racketeering. This is organized crime if they do that. So we have them saying, stay here.
I was actually told by correction officers and police officers who I befriended during this whole process that they will probably delete the footage, as I was told by police officers. I was in the 18th precinct, at the precinct, and they were telling me, you're going to be let go in a couple hours away from this precinct. Within a couple minutes, NYPD intelligence came down. A whole bunch of guys in suits came down, and they said, no, he's going down to Central Bookings. They were looking through my pictures. They were looking through everything I had, literally through everything that I had. They were just looking through every single thing, trying to look at any little problems with me, trying to get me in trouble. And they even saw pictures of me at a gun range, and they were asking me if I had a permit or a license, and they confiscated that camera as well and those pictures as well.
Amazing, yeah, there in the land of the free, home of the brave, going after your Second Amendment. Well, Luke, you know, that's why I'd watch what you carry on cameras. I know you guys tend to carry a lot of your old video and photos and family photos with you. You know, telling what these goons will try with that. That look, I commend your courage, and I commend what you've done, but I've told you, and I know you've said, no, I'm going to continue. I've said, look, they already set you guys up with you know, the other fella attacking you and then saying you attacked the girl in the wheelchair. They're going to set you up. You get death threats. They've already tried to claim you have a bomb on you. I'm not saying back off these guys, but I would only do it at press conferences, and I would watch yourself, because this is mafia. And next, the gloves are going to come off even worse. And you've done so much other good work with the other journalism you do, the other people you interview, the other people you confront at press conferences. You know, this is a mafia, Don, you're dealing with, the mayor of New York. And they're really getting sick of you exposing the fact that he's blocking the first responders' health care and other things. And those police are more than happy to frame you and send you to prison because you dare try to get them medical care. They want to be abused. They want to be hurt by the system. They think it's normal to frame people, as we have on video. So I would get all their names, who they are. I would go through the procedures of demanding that you have to, when it goes to trial, you have to mark as evidence your videos and then demand that they give you your videos so that you can use that as evidence. You know, already the lawyer you guys had for the last case of this then died mysteriously. Tell folks about what happened with that.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that this was an official press event. This was a Bloomberg fundraiser that other press people were attending.
No,
and
I understand that. I understand that.
Officers. Yeah.
But they don't, Luke, a year and a half ago, they already tried to say you had a bomb and your camera was a gun. And you get death threats at your house. All I'm telling you is, go ahead and do what you're doing if you want, but be prepared for them to kill you. I mean, be prepared for us 6 months from now to hear Luke Radowski OD'd, or Luke Radowski jumped off a bridge, or Luke Radowski shot himself in the head three times. I'm saying be fully conscious of the area that you're entering here. Okay, these people set up governors. They don't care. Okay, and thank God we already caught them trying to plant bombs on you. So all I'm telling you is be conscious. You're 22 years old. You're not bulletproof. I'm telling you that in warfare and info war, there's a certain time to break off things when you know what you're going up against. I mean, you know, it's going to be hell just to try to get you out of this. And I know they're wrong. They're criminals. They're lying. All of this, I'm not trying to preach at you. I care about you, and I'm just telling you, watch yourself, and you really need to think about what you're, you know. I understand it's a press conference. I understand you have a right. I understand it's a hotel with restaurants and bars, and you would have left if they told you to leave like you always do. I know. I'm saying they're turning up the heat. You go to other events on the street, his security people run up to you separately and say, that's Luke Radowski. I'm just saying they're on you.
As Bloomberg security guards, they know me. Police intelligence knows me fully well. Every time I attend events, there's a historical past with this event that happened. Mayor Bloomberg, actually, a couple months ago, we confronted him because we're filming for our new film, Truth to Power. We confronted Mayor Bloomberg five times in 2008, and he actually put pressure on organizations that help first responders and told them, if he keeps confronting me, I'm not going to help you. If he stops confronting me, I will help you with the Zadroga bill. I will help you with fundraisers. Now I had to confront him because he went back on his word. I left him alone for a couple of months. I didn't confront him. He even walked by me a couple times, and I didn't even say a word.
I know, and I know. And now that you're trying to get the horrible little demonic thug-like pot-bellied police of New York, I mean, it really is like out of a nightmare movie. You're trying to help them. They don't like that. They hate America. They hate goodness. They hate the First Amendment. They love tyranny, and they'll kill you if they get a chance. So all I'm telling you is maybe they don't need health care. Maybe they want to die of the asbestos. You know, this is what they want. They want to pay. They want to be scum. That's all I'm telling you.
I will tell you that the higher officials of the NYPD and everybody involved with persecuting me is corrupt. But talking to the police department, talking to the corrections officers, going through the whole process down in Central Brookings, they are really fans of our work. They were extremely supportive and extremely helpful to me as well. There's a lot of good police officers out there that helped me get through this.
I know that, but I'm talking about the ones that are framing you. And I know Bloomberg said, okay, leave me alone. I'll get them some funding. But you know, regardless, then those officers need to speak up that you were framed. You know, I tell you, they need to know there's a lot of people watching this and a lot of people looking at this. And they need to know that they're going to end up, you know, this is mafia activity. Now, when are they saying you're going to get your footage back?
They said the trial's in 2 months. They said I won't be able to get my footage back. I'm going to have to go through lawyers and the DA in order to get my footage back. With
well, you need to make a you need to make a filing on evidence yourself that you need that for your trial. You understand?
And that's what we're going to try to do when we get a lawyer.
Look. The police, when they, let me stop you. When they beat somebody up on the side of the road, people sue and get the squad car footage. It's the same thing. They have to give it to you, okay? Go ahead.
I'm going to be talking about everything that happened in detail, even in Central Bookings. I mean, the stories that I went through the last couple hours were insane. I'm going to be doing a special live feed today at 10 o'clock on WeAreChange.org. I'm going to have to buy another camera because we don't have any cameras anymore because they're being held right now.
Okay, look, but please, Luke, do me a big favor. Tell me specifically some of the things that happened while you were in there.
Some good things happened. I mean, they lost my files a lot of times, and even the correction officers were telling me that this is a political case. They're probably going to lose your files. They're going to try to keep you in there as long as they can, and they did. I went up to the jury, to the court trial in front of the judge many times, two times, three times even, and they said, no, we don't have your records. Go back. And I had to be sent back into the Central Bookings holding area, which is like a third world prison in there. And the conditions that I endured and Manny and Anthony endured were incredibly harsh and extreme. But even inside the prison, we saw amazing, you know, police officers, correction officers, even people inside the jail. I was inside the correction, inside the pen with 50 people sleeping on top of each other, homeless people, cockroaches everywhere, bathroom overstalling everywhere. And even the people inside the jail cell.
Stay there.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $941.15, $470.58 for the half ounce, and $235.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $941.15, $470.58, or $235.29.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The USGAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Yeah. Man thinks, cause he rules at us, he can do with it as he please.
Yeah, we apologize to Anthony. He had to go back to class, but tonight, 9 to midnight, Burmis is going to be live here. And Luke's going to do a video simulcast at wearechange.org for at least the first hour with Jason Burmis. So he'll have it up. They'll be passing the phone around 9 to midnight tonight. Tune in on the Genesis Network here at Infowars.com. And the five stations are picking it up for the full detail. Hear from all. I want to go ahead and bring up, you say Manny had to go. Anthony Varis is still there. Anthony, and then we'll go back to you briefly, Luke. I know you've got to go into class, too. I think this is a little more important. You guys might want to miss class, but not, you know, because the story's hot right now. Later, you won't be able to already get your story out. Now, you know, that's my experience with news. Going to Anthony. Anthony, what was this like? I mean, you're a key witness, even if they've confiscated the footage and may not give it back, that they said, you guys stay here. They didn't tell you to leave, and they came back and said, we told you to leave, and they're charging you with trespassing?
Yeah, well, in a nutshell, it's just a classic setup, Alex. We came into the building. We fanned out like we normally do. The only thing that was different from this troop squad and any other was that it was a Saturday, and we had a larger contingency there. We had about maybe 15 people, which might have raised some red flags. You know, just to reiterate what Luke said, we were never told to leave. My instance, I had gone into the building initially, did a little quick search right around to kind of get a feel for the place. As soon as I went back outside to speak to some other We Are Change members, I was told by Sabrina, you know, Luke is in handcuffs. At that point, I go inside, and I'm told by an elevator bank to, you know, stay right there. And, you know, a couple of minutes later, this guy grabs me, brings me in an office, and I'm being, you know, really harassed. And, I mean, it's all on tape. I'm being grabbed, physically assaulted, yelling at me, telling me to turn off the camera. You know, just real, you know, strong-arm tactics, you know, intimidation. And that's what they want. You know, to go back to something you and Luke were speaking about, you know, they want us to back off. That's what they want. And, you know, I fully understand the consequences behind our actions, but they have to understand also that this is not going to make us back off. This is not going to make us back down. You know, we're still going to fight for these first responders. We're still going to expose these scumbags. And if anything, it's...
Well, look, I'm not telling you to back off. I'm just saying I would never be alone. How they got Luke and then they got you and they say, stay right there. You have to call those witnesses. You need to get their names. Because they may not give your tapes back. It's just so criminal to see this happening. Any other key things that you want to report to folks, Anthony?
Well, I'm surprised they actually gave the vouchers, because when we first left the police precinct, they didn't give us vouchers for all the equipment that we had. They just gave us vouchers for one camera. And we went back saying that we have two other additional cameras here. And then they wrote out the vouchers for us. So hopefully we will be able to get those tapes back. I just wanted to also thank you. One of the first things I heard when I came out of the jail cell was, you know, you did some emergency broadcast that night. So thank you and, you know, everyone else who showed some support.
Absolutely. Luke, again, tonight you're going to be on First Hour with Jason Burmis on the InfoWarrior. Longer, if you'd like, we'll clear the decks for you and have some of the other witnesses there. Hopefully you can have Manny there since we weren't able to get him on. They're charging you all with this. Even if they convict you, you've got to then do appeal and show how they didn't give you your evidence back, and then you'll win on appeal. Then you'll have lawsuits individually. Were these mainly plainclothes officers on you from the photos I've seen, or were there any guys in the blue?
No, it was initially just plain clothes, Bloomberg's goons, hotel security staff, And, you know, then they had called in the police. There was police on the perimeter of the building, very strong, because, you know, Bloomberg and other politicians were there. And, you know, I was in the room with security for no more than 5-10 minutes, you know, that were trying to grab the camera out of my lap as I was recording, grabbing my arms. And within 10 minutes, the cops were there and, you know, we were taken out.
Yeah, so they've got you in the office, but they're saying he refuses to leave, but we've made him go in the office. I mean, any jury hears that, even if they steal your tape, it's obvious lies. Luke Radowski, closing comments.
This is an outrage. This is sad that this happened. We're trying to get aid for the first responders that are sick and dying. Just a couple of days ago, Bloomberg cut 5,000 unemployment benefits, workplace benefits for first responders. He's lying to me. He lied to first responders and their organizations. We left him alone. He's not keeping his promise. Keep the pressure on him. He's not supporting the James Sedroga bill. Relaunch the campaign to save lives. Help support the James Sedroga bill. We're going to have more information on that website, on our website, wearechange.org, later on today.
All right, Luke. Again, tonight you're going to be on there, what, at your house, doing a video simulcast. We'll have you up on prisonplanet.tv. We'll even dial in and put that up like we did with you at the FEMA camp and some of the other live feeds that you've done from Denver. So we'll be simulcasting at prisonplanet.tv tonight with you. In fact, I'm going to talk to my IT guys. We might even just do a free simulcast at prisonplanet.tv and then mix in your video feed with the interviews with Jason Burmish from 9 to midnight tonight. It will do an hour, hour and a half on this subject, because even if you don't care about We Are Change and Luke, these great guys, it's the First Amendment, and it's the secret police and how they're trying to set folks up. Anthony and Luke of We Are Change New York, wearechange.org, thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support, brother.
I want to thank all the listeners for their support, what they did. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, from the tent cities of California.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091.
or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Cal Bend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Got a host of other news we'll be covering next hour, getting into the abuse in the prisons, stuff they force them to eat. They know that they're more than half their diet is soy. It's causing the men to grow breasts, to be totally unhealthy, have all these illnesses. They don't care. Let's talk some about that. A host of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. Compulsory National Service bill introduced again with the compulsory service provisions. I'll cover that next hour, how that ties into slavery, the modern prison grid. You look at the graph from 1980, prison numbers, and it just goes like that straight up. From a few hundred thousand to millions and millions, above 4 million and 7 million total in the system. Going to Rob Dew, Jason Douglas, I guess is still doing an interview with somebody out at the Tent City. They're in Sacramento, California right now. Rob Dew, our radio producer, also film editor and videographer for Infowars.com, working on the new Obama film with us. Not Obama Deception, a whole other one we're making for July 4th release. No rest for us here. Rob Dew, tell me about your experience when you got into Los Angeles, what you saw there with the homeless in tent cities, what you've witnessed up in Sacramento. They're now going to force them. And I have a video clip coming up with Schwarzenegger and the Sacramento mayor saying, look, tough love. You can't just live out here in tents. We're going to make you go to the fairgrounds. So Rob Dew joining us from California.
Well, Alex, I don't think they're going to go quietly. The people that we've been talking to here, they don't plan on going to this expo, Cal Expo Center. They don't get a lot of information or feedback from the mayor or the city. They just come down all of a sudden and tell them things. And, it's a real interesting environment. Everybody that we've met so far has been really nice. These people just want to live here and be left alone. And, you know, it's right at the edge of town, and you go right over some railroad tracks where a levee is, and you can see there's at least, in just this one little area, there's at least 300 tents kind of spread out over a few acres. And from there, it goes, the levee runs right along the river, and then, you know, they say it runs back another 6 miles. There's pockets of tents scattered in. And so there's a lot of people here. It's really windy right now. It's been hard to get good audio for the interviews. We have to get inside a tent to keep the wind out. But we met a lot of nice people, and they say they're not going to move. You know, they say if they try to make us move, we'll just grab our stuff and walk off.
Well, listen, I want you guys next to hike all the way down that and to have Jason Douglas interview you know, as you go to the trees, as you go by the levee, and show how there's a whole community down in there. You know, the media says 145 tents, but then local news has set up to 300 tents. How many people just in this one archipelago of people living on the edge?
Well, I would say it's definitely more than 350 people that I've seen walking around. We counted the tents in just the one area that we're at. We have there's 85 in one section, then it runs along a fence line where there's another like 30, and then there's another section that opens up, and that's got 40 there. And then even before you get to those areas, there's, you know, pockets of 10 tents here, another 15 here. You go across the bridge, there's some underneath the bridge. So they've really, you know, scoped that area out, and you know, they say, look, we're not bothering anybody, we're out of the way. No, they really don't have a lot of crime there. We were there till 10:30 last night, and at no point do we ever feel threatened, you know.
Now, what type of folks are these? We've seen newscasts where it's lower middle class people who got a bad mortgage, lost everything, they can't get credit for the 2-3 month down payment for an apartment or a rent house. So they're, most of them have said they're trying to save money to get out of there, and that they're going and leaving with their cars to jobs.
Right. Well, and that's an interesting thing. We met one guy who's been working. He's been out there for about a year now, and he has a day job. He works every day in construction and comes back and lives there. And he just, you know, he likes the freedom. He doesn't really want to have an apartment. You know, a lot of these people, what we've been finding is that they want to be out here. They're not looking to be part of the system. We have met people who've been out of their apartments for not making rent, and then they have to make that money, that 2 months plus a deposit. And then if they have a dog or, you know, or a cat, you know, it's another $300 to $400 on top of that. So we have yet to find a person that said they've lost their mortgage. Although, what we're hearing from the people is that, a lot of the people we've talked to is that there's one guy that lost his mortgage and he was there for about a month and a half and then he left, but he still comes back to bring stuff for people. So what we're thinking of is, from what we've been gathering, is that has kind of been hyped up in order to create the news story. But these, you know, a lot of the people said they've been out here for years. There have been some people who've been out there for a few months. A lot of people, they're either getting kicked out of their house by their spouse, or they're just losing their apartment because they can't pay rent. We met one guy who was a director of sales for his company. This small company was a flooring and tile company, and the company went under and he lost his job. And he hasn't been able to find a new one. And he was staying at the Cal Expo Center for a while. But you got to really hear about this Cal Expo Center. This place is definitely, this is like a FEMA camp in the making. I mean, you have to be there. You have to be at the pickup point by 3 p.m. and they bus you over to it. So you're not allowed to bring hardly any personal possessions. You can bring a backpack and a bicycle if you have a bicycle. And they put those in a storage unit for you. When you walk in, and the guy's telling us all this. We have it all on tape. He said, first they wind you down, and then they pat you down.
No, it's prisons. Listen. I mean, go over, but this is what I kept telling people. They say they have, in the news, CPS in there if you have kids, and they say, oh, your child's in danger, they grab them. So they won't let you go out and live in the woods or go out and live on the side of the road or, you know, live by a river and then try to raise money. They're going to force you in with the crackheads, with the heroin heads, with the schizophrenics, sure, with the, you know, kind of baseline of classic homeless, with this new homeless, the working poor, integrating them into this hellhole, taking their basic freedom away. And as the economy implodes, you're going to see more and more of this. And this is the precedent Obama has said and the bills introduced to set up these FEMA camps and your prisoners in them. So what are they saying? What are they saying that the expo center, the fairgrounds is like? And are they saying they're going to be forced in?
Well, a lot of them are saying they're not going to go. If they say if they try to force them in, they're going to say no, and they're either going to grab what they can grab and move farther back into the woods. Because what's been happening, they've been kind of kicked out of different places, so they've been all kind of corralled into this tent city area. It used to be spread out over a larger area, and slowly people who own the different parts of property are either telling them to move or kicking them out or whatever, so it's kind of conglomerating into that. But going to the expo center, you have to be at this bus depot by 3 p.m., so there's really no way you could have a job because it's out at 3 p.m., you know, nobody. And then they take you to this place. You're not allowed to bring anything with you. They do provide food there. Who knows what it's like? I didn't see the food yet. And then they're kicked out at 5 a.m. They wake them all up, put them back in a bus, and drive them back to Loaves and Fishes. So they're really not providing much, but just this kind of weird environment that you can kind of get some sleep in, because they do have some bunks there, but they say the bunks are made for almost children, and they spent almost $1 million to upgrade the facility, and they added 50 bunks. There's a lot more than 50 people out here, and, you know, they're not going to go. I can see that right now. They're either going to pick up their stuff and walk away, and, you know, what they said is before they've grabbed the stuff, thrown it in a dumpster, and then they just wait for the cops to leave, and they go back and get their stuff out and set up their camps again.
All right, Rob, here is your mission. I know some of them are going to have cell phones for their jobs and things. Get as many names, numbers, and cell phones. Give them a little bit of money, too, for their minutes. I want to interview them when you get back at the end of the week. I want to have three or four of these people on, kind of a cross-section.
Okay.
And I want you to give them the producer's cell phone you have, the company phone, to call that when all this starts so that we can, or a day or two, if we can find out when they're coming, I will send you back to California so we can be there, or we can get citizen reporters, We Are Change or, you know, 9/11 Truth or Ron Paul Meetup Groups, whatever, to cover this when they try to forcibly move him. Schwarzenegger has said sometime in the next month. Now, he's been out there several times. We're going to play a clip of that coming up in a few minutes. Do they have any idea of when they're coming to throw him out?
They keep saying for what they're thinking is the end of May is what they keep hearing now. The end of May is the time that they're going to have to be moved. But they keep moving it. A few weeks ago, it was the end of April. Before that, it was the end of March, and now it's the end of May. So they keep kind of pushing out the deadline. And
well, if there's 350 people, how are they going to put them in something with 50 bunks?
Well, it's actually got, I think it's got 100 bunks, and then they added another 50 more. We're actually going to go out there today and talk to some people in a little bit. We're going to drive out there and see what it's like.
Yeah, I want you to be there at 3 if you can. I guess you guys are scheduled to come back tomorrow?
Tomorrow, late in the evening, we're going to take off, I think, about 6:30 at night.
Well, I mean, this is a key shoot. You might think about moving the ticket to Wednesday, because I need you to go back through that archipelago to show these are people literally in the wild living back here, and how it's a lot larger than what the news even shows. I want to show them showing up to get on the bus at 3.
Okay.
So if you guys have to split up, that's fine. But that's in about 2 hours your time. I want you to get up early, please, to show them coming out at 5 a.m.
Bring them back, yeah.
Yeah, how much have you now, are they letting you as media, have you been out to the Expo Center yet?
Not yet. The people here, they're a little distrustful of the media, because they said the media's blown this up and kind of caused the attention to come on us, and now we're getting all these negative repercussions, where before we were just kind of left alone to do our thing. One thing though, a church paid for some porta potties they got 4 porta potties out there for the people, and the city came and removed them after 4 days. They said no, they're not allowed to have porta potties out here. So these guys are literally creating little makeshift bathrooms. The one guy we've interviewed, who actually he has like 5 or 6 tents set up with wind barriers and stuff, he actually made himself a bathroom that that they can use. And for his group.
Yeah, so the city claims they want sanitation. Why, you've got to go to the prison, and it is a little prison, but then you can't have porta-potties out there. This is just outrageous. Now, what did you guys witness in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles is, we drove around to a lot of areas. We didn't see a lot of tent cities set up. We were in the, we went to South Central, we went to Koreatown, and just driving around the whole city, Jason kind of knows the city by the back of his hand. We start off in Long Beach. We went to a park where there supposedly, he said when he lived there, there was a ton of homeless people there.
Oh, I've seen a tent city in downtown L.A., but go ahead.
And
I guess they're always moving them, so they're hard to find, yeah.
I think they are. Well, apparently they had some in Long Beach, and we talked to a couple people there, and they said, no, they moved them out a couple weeks ago. And they even gave us a tip saying they brought them to this national an Army Reserve base, and they gave us the address. We went over there. We didn't see anything there, and it looked like it was kind of closed up. But there was a few vehicles and a few buildings, so we didn't see anybody around.
Well, yeah, they probably moved them there and then somewhere else. That's the scary part. You can't go sleep in a park, can't sleep on a bench. Most places they arrest you. Can't go put a tent in the woods. They show up. And so, I was in L.A. a couple of years ago and saw little tent cities and shanty towns. So you're saying those are basically gone. So where are these people going?
I don't know. We met a guy. We were driving down this road, and we saw an interesting billboard that has David de Rothschild on it, looking like Jesus Christ, talking about how he's this echo warrior, which we got some footage of. And then just down the road from there, there's this big sign that this guy, wrote about, where's my bailout, Obama? And he had this nice little kind of poem written. We went in and interviewed him, and he's losing his small business that he put a second mortgage out on his house to get this loan to teach massage. He's like a chiropractor and a massage instructor. So he set up his school, and it was going good, but a lot of people, he's letting people in for, kind of free or discounted rates to teach him, because he's out there just trying to help people and teach people. And he wasn't able to keep up with his payments, and his the person who owned that building, finally had to cut him loose, and she gave him the end of the month to get out. And so he's got no way to make money now, and he's got a house that he's about to lose, and he's worried, he might, in 2 or 3 months, he might be out on the street, And he's unable to get the loan. They won't give him another loan. He's just kind of in this weird area where, you know, he wasn't able to make his payments for a couple months. And that just snowballed into, well, now you have bad credit. Now you can't, we're not going to give you any money. And now you're going to go live on the street, you know, basically.
Okay, but great, great. I mean, great that you're getting all this footage. Too bad for him. Specifically now, you're going to get me the phone numbers for some of these people, their names. We can have them on the show. And so they can report to us when things happen. Tell them, don't lose that number. Okay. Secondarily, I want, you know, to get you down there to see them showing up to have their cars and their bicycles locked up as they go into the camp. Have you talked to them about letting you get into the camp, the government facility?
In the Cal Expo, I haven't, we haven't gone up there. We're going to go up there in a little while just to scout it out and see what it's like. We're going to be back at the bus depot pickup by 3, and we're going to interview some people at the, there's a couple of homeless shelters. Basically, from where the tent city is, you walk through a small neighborhood that's got a couple streets of houses and then a lot like industrial park type stuff. You know, there's a concrete maker, a granite place, and then an old machine shop. And you walk through that and you hit 16th Street, and then you have you know, a lot of the homeless shelters that are pretty much there at capacity. And
I want you to go get footage how those are at capacity, or have you already gotten footage of that?
We have not got footage of that yet. So that's what we're getting today. And then we're going to head back up tonight. A couple people have, you know, they said, yeah, come back up. We'll show you how we live, you know, how we cook dinner. And, you know, they actually, you know, they're able to find food. You know, they make the money and they don't have to pay for rent. So they are able to use that money for cell phones or for food.
But the key is, but the key is now, if they're forced into the tent city and they've got to be out at 5, in at 3, there's no way for most of them to be able to get jobs that they now have. So here's the system making it where they can't live.
Exactly. And then by them trying to better themselves and get a job, you know, that option is taken away from them. And that's the crazy part about it, Alex. It's like, you know, the government wants to pretend like it's going to help these people, but by trying to help them, they're just creating them, they're making them more dependent on the system, which is what I think they want to do, to have that control over them.
All right, specifically, where is Jason right now? Is he still interviewing people?
I think he's still interviewing. I haven't seen him yet. I walked back to the car. It's about, from where we parked, it's about a half a mile hike in and
I'm sorry I said I would have you on last hour, and then now I had you on this hour, so I know that kind of messed you guys up. Sometime tomorrow, do the hike all the way down through, you know, to show and find some of the hermits back there in the back, because we need to give people a clear picture of this. But it's key, and you're doing a great job, by the way, Rob Dew, to get lots of footage of the other homeless shelters at capacity and this larger archipelago of homeless people now exploding in size. Get back to work, my friend. Good job.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We are back live. We have a guest coming up next hour to talk about her research and the horrors going on in the prisons. This whole nation's turning into a giant prison. I'm going to cover other news, like mandatory service bill lives on. Alert, alert. We barely got it pulled out last week thanks to your actions and others. Huge viral stories on the web. Now it's back. They know we'll be less upset this time. Oh, we got to fight it again, and they do it again. Oh, we got to fight it again. That's the psychology these people use, and so we're going to be covering that. I got a big stack of news I haven't covered. We'll intersperse with the next guest as well. But I'm going to blitz through some news coming up in the next segment. I did want to make a program note here. That is, we have been working for 2 months with a consulting company to launch a super awesome Web 2.0, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to have the InfoWars network works okay. We got like 9,000 members. Haven't really promoted it because it's quirky. This is a better MySpace-type system for PrisonPlanet.tv members. A whole bunch of other stuff. Better videos, better quality, better look. I mean, just wait till you see it. It's gorgeous. For PrisonPlanet.tv members. And it should launch today or tomorrow before our April 10th, 5th anniversary. 5 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. So it's 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, get a monthly trial membership, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And that also funds this operation. You get the live TV show that I simulcast with radio, Jason Bernstein to midnight, simulcast on the radio at Genesis, out of this studio for 3 hours with video clips, guest in studio, all of it. Just a whole other dimension of this information at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the list just goes on and on. Expanded extras that aren't on the DVDs. Like Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all of you for your support. Some of the other sponsors I want to thank before we come back in the next hour with our next guest is eFoods Direct. And I can't say enough about this fabulous sponsor. The longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. The biggest storable foods company in the nation. Non-GMO. Just super high quality, non-hybrid. Just get their 3-day responder. It's like $21.95, and it gives you a sample of the high quality foods they've got. No fillers, none of that stuff, no MSG. So be sure and go to efoodsdirect.com. They're also looking for people like Bob Dacey, the Hardware Store Incorporated here in Austin, Texas, now a distributor for him. You can get it at his place for, you know, good distributors, sub-distributors around the country. Go to efoodsdirect.com. Call, get a free catalog, watch the free videos on their site, efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, the J. Michael Stevens Group. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about, mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut your electrical power off, hurricanes, snow, ice, or the government to teach you to be a good environmental slave can cut it off a few hours a day like they're doing around the world. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, the generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. That's why you need solar power. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the Sun folks yet, so make your move now. Their website is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or you can always call them toll-free at 877-327-0365. Again, that number is 877-327-0365. All right, and be sure and support all of our local AM and FM affiliates as well. They're sponsors for supporting this show. Spread the word if you're listening on the AM and FM dial about how folks can tune in at red lights. Tell people to tune in. I'm getting a lot of new affiliates across the country. Also, tell folks about the internet streams at Infowars.com, the free podcast at Infowars.com. All right, the fourth and final hour is straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Karen Russo of the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute, covering the horrors of prison and a lot more. It's powerful info coming up. Will be joining us here in about 8 minutes. Quick 5 minute segment, then a quick break. We'll come back and get right to her. I'm going to intersperse a lot of other important news. And then at the end of the show, I want to play this video clip. I forgot to give this to you guys. My problem with Alex Jones from YouTube. This is indicative of the type of stuff I get all day. And he says, I'm mad at Alex for making the film Zeitgeist that criticizes Christianity. I didn't make that film. The guy used clips of me off the internet mixed in with it. He's in the New York Times attacking 9/11 Truth and us. I'm not part of this. I didn't make this movie. I'm tired of being accused of all these stuff. It doesn't bother me individually. It's that people need to do more research before they haul off and accuse somebody of something. So here's that clip. Hey, do you guys have that little newscast from California with them, with the mayor saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, this is tough love. You just can't be out here living in the woods. You have that clip? Yeah, let's go ahead and play that. Then I'm going to get into the National Compulsory Service. See, they're saying when you don't have a job, they're going to put you into these work brigades. And Roosevelt did that, but now they're talking about having militarized ones or picking out the troops they want out of this. So here it is.
A surprise visitor in Tent City today. Governor Schwarzenegger dropped in to check out Sacramento's homeless problem for himself. It's video you'll only see right here on KCRA3. And Tom Doheny joins us live from the homeless camp. And Tom, they've been getting visits from international media, but the governor, was this a surprise today?
Oh, definitely. And it's to California, the governor actually walking among the homeless in a large homeless camp. Actually, the sight of Arnold Schwarzenegger today, to some of the people here, it was just stunning.
About 12:30, Governor Schwarzenegger, accompanied by Mayor Kevin Johnson, was finishing an unannounced first-hand tour of Sacramento's now famous tent city.
We've got to find the balance between, you know, tough love and, you know, compassion and making sure we're listening to everyone, but we can't allow people to live in third world conditions out here. It's just not acceptable.
The governor stops to shake hands and talk with homeless campers who were surprised and delighted.
It's amazing to have that much power come out here, and it just gives me a thrill. I still got the goosebumps. Seriously, I never met nobody that big before.
That was really nice because I've been here for like 6 years in and out, and nobody was showing up, no presidents, no mayors, nobody. Now everybody was trying to help us.
The mayor said the visit was arranged at the governor's request.
He was out here to really just see firsthand what's out here. And I think he got a good idea of hearing that everyone out here has a different story. And, you know, his commitment is to do whatever he can to help our city, you know, achieve the ultimate goal, which is to create an environment where everyone long term has a home.
And we're back live here at Tent City. You can see the evening activity here as people get prepared to settle in before it turns dark.
All right. Let me analyze the newscast now. Let me analyze it. Arnold, it's like he's president. He's got like 15 bodyguards. They even keep the press back. Arnold would shake a few hands, and they would get security guards all around, and he would reach his hand like 3 feet away and barely shake them like that. And just absolutely amazing. And then they picked the few people, guaranteed, who were like, oh, I love it. Oh, he's so big. Oh, I feel so powerful that he's here, or it's so powerful. When this is the guy who's ordering them moved out of there to the little FEMA camp where they get patted down and wanded, as we told you they did, now that's confirmed, to go into the camp. The fairgrounds with barbed wire. I mean, you've got to be there at 3. You've got to leave every day at 3 o'clock. Or you have to be there by 3 o'clock. You have to leave at 5 a.m. Very hard to have a job that way. And most of these people are using this as a staging ground to then go get jobs. So, again, that's how the media spins things. That's how disingenuous they are. And there's that mayor sitting there, you know, saying, you know, this is tough love. Yeah, tough love. We're going to go stick you in this facility, and then there's this archipelago of other homeless shelters that are official government shelters and private shelters all around the fairgrounds and the expo center where the people are being held. So you're going to see more and more of this across the country. So we will come back with our guest, Karen Russo, the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute. Never had her on the show before. I did her on Albrecht show. It was very, very informative. And a lot of other news interspersed. We'll also tell you about National Compulsory Draft has been reintroduced again.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is, my friends, and that's why I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I come back in on Sunday night from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, because so much happens over the weekend. That's 22 hours live a week, ladies and gentlemen, of radio transmission. And we do it because we're aware of the globalist threat, what the New World Order is up to. We know if we warn the people, they can take action against it and defeat it. Now, I rescheduled her a few times because so much has happened in the last few weeks. I apologize, but I've read over her material, a lot of great research, because I've done so much research on so many subjects, I can tell when somebody's accurate info and is really addressing what's happening. And she's got so much more knowledge than I do, you know, on this subject. I can just vet and tell you that what she's saying is accurate. Karen Russo of the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute. And you can go to her website, wrongfuldeathinstitute.com. We'll put a link to that up on screen as it is right now on prisonplanet.tv. Just boil it down for us, how you got into this, your research. You cover a lot of different areas, but I've heard you on the radio talking about, on the Genesis Network specifically, prisons. And people can say, oh, well, they're feeding them, you know, half their diet or more of soy. What's wrong with that? Well, they admit it's full of a estrogen-mimicking hormone. The men grow breasts. They have serious health problems. They gain weight. They're feeding us to close to half the diet in public schools is now soy-based. Same thing there. So that's just one small issue you cover, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell us about yourself, what you do, and then break down what's really happening right now in America.
Well, Alex, I'll give you the Cliff Note version as far as I can do it, and I'm not real good at doing this, but we'll give it a whirl. We consult with families of inmates specifically, but not just necessarily in the prison system, regarding medical and death issues. Medical issues, as you well know, can cover the gamut, and that goes anywhere from dietary needs to the cost of prison health care within the state departments of correction, and death issues insofar as it affects the medical examiner system nationwide and the egregious practices of the funeral home industry. So whatever happens in a prison system when it comes to dealing with medical issues, we zero in on, basically shine a light in a very dark corner to help families either advocate for the inmate that they're trying to fight for the life of, or find out answers for those inmates that have died and the families have been disallowed the information.
Well, we know there's medical experimentation. Take Huntsville, Texas, is even leaked out in the Houston Chronicle, where the jail guards started getting sick and dying, and their families, and they were sewing dioxin into the prisoners' backs. They were saying, you don't get any good food for a year unless you do this. They were doing medical experiments, you know, medical experiments, not just Tuskegee with black folks. You know, it's a good example because folks all seem to know about that. So that's going on. You've got their diet. You've got just all this hellish stuff. Break down some of the worst cases you've seen in your research and some of the things that are happening.
Well, I think the worst systemic issue that crossed our desk a couple of years ago was the blood scandal in the Arkansas Department of Corrections regarding Factor VIII. And if anybody wants to really get well-versed in that issue, just Google in the keywords Factor VIII, and you'll get a wealth of information on that.
Yeah, Bayer Pharmaceutical, knowingly, Bill Clinton and others, all the world, for a decade after they knew it all had HIV and hepatitis, mixed it all together as Factor VIII, sold to hemophiliacs and others.
That's
worldwide,
right.
Hundreds
worldwide
of thousands.
Worldwide is the operative word. And Kelly Duda was the producer of that movie. He ended up eventually, a year or so ago, testifying in London, England, regarding that issue.
And by the way, the prosthesis doctor that exposed that in the first prison, he got firebombed the same night the Hemophiliac Society interviewed him. He got firebombed in Arkansas the same night, for those that don't know, that the Hemophiliac Society suing got robbed in Canada. Go ahead.
Yeah, and honestly, on the big radar screen of prison health care, these are just blips on the radar screen. The systemic problem that we've seen over the last 20 years is the issue of health care that the taxpayers in every state are paying for over and above what the costs are for the Department of Corrections. And these inmates are not being given, and the key words are, the adequate community standard of health care already paid for by your tax dollars. So when they're cut loose, and there are 700,000 inmates that are released every year, the majority of this percentage of inmates either have not been diagnosed with a very severe disease, or they have been diagnosed and inadequately treated, and they're released out into the public, and everybody out here will say, well, you know, hell, we don't want to give inmates medical care. Why do the inmates get better health care than we do out here? And the actuality of it is, no, they don't. It's a misunderstanding of how the system is set up. It's a bad misunderstanding on the general public because they're ignorant as to the fact of how a Department of Corrections works and how the money is managed and appropriated within the General Assembly.
Well, it's just like the VA, anything the government runs. You see all these huge expenditures, but only 30-40% actually goes to medical care. The rest is bureaucracy, corruption, medical test manipulation.
Yes, it is. But in this case, what we advocate so strongly for, you know, I can tell a family member, yes, I understand your pain and all this other stuff that you're going through, but the bottom line is, the information is out here for you to get and in order to hold them accountable. Now, the problem is, as you eloquently stated in past shows, the majority of John Q. public has no idea how to access a government website. And when they do access it, they don't know how to read it because the words are so convoluted and misleading, and they cannot connect the dots. So they don't understand how a General Assembly appropriations is going to affect their inmate and how it trickles down to their rank and file medical care out here. Because every time an inmate gets let loose and he's got HIV, HCV, TB, MRSA, meningitis, you name it, every time they're released out here, it is going to affect you. Next time you run through a fast food thing, understand who's washing the dishes.
Well, let's expand on that. You see it in medical journals, but you never see it in the news. Massive drug-resistant TB from the illegal aliens in the prisons infecting everybody.
Massive illegal aliens.
Well, I understand, because it's spreading out to everybody. But 7,000 cases of in 1 year alone, and there were no cases before that of wet leprosy.
Wait, stop right there. Wait. And we've got to be really careful with these numbers. And this is the other issue. When you're spouting off, and I don't mean that the way it came out, spouting off numbers about statistics within the prison system. The majority of the statistical tracking, when it is generated by Department of Corrections or the Bureau of Justice, took this to task a couple of years ago. The numbers are off.
It's worse.
Because they are not reporting, for example, prison deaths at, to be an example, if I've got an inmate XYZ, suicide is an issue, especially in your state, but I'll just take suicide as an example. Somebody is screaming in the cell block that inmate XYZ has hung himself, and they know that he is either in the process of or has already completed that task. And these inmates within the cell block may be screaming bloody murder at the top of their lungs for these correctional officers to get down there to see what's going on. Now, I give you a case in point. It took 2.5 hours for correctional staff to get down to a unit in the Clements, Estelle unit in your state?
Yes.
Guy is clearly dead, has been dead for hours. And what the standard operating procedure for a Department of Corrections staff is, you never pronounce that inmate dead on site, ever. And if you do, it's usually because a correctional officer is new at his job, or he's panicking, or he's nervous. It's one of those three. So what they'll do, if the cell block is already ADSEG, administrative segregation, or solitary, these guys are already locked down anyway. If it isn't, they're going to lock down the cell block, and they're going to call medical. Medical does not necessarily show up in rapid-paced time. And they do that premeditatedly. The first thing that majority of them will do is go to an inmate's file to see if they've got a DNR on file. Do not resuscitate order. If medical staff sees that there is a DNR on file, they're going to take their sweet time getting to that cell block. Because that DNR is their ticket to not having to treat him. Even if he had a 50-50 chance of making it.
And that's why they're wanting the general public to sign these, because now you could be helped at the hospital, but the hospital wants $300,000 for your organs. They then don't give you treatment.
Yeah, but I don't want to get off point here. So if you've got an inmate that's got a DNR, they're not going to show up fast enough, but they'll show up. So the next thing that either the medical staff is going to call or the DOC staff is going to call an ambulance. Ambulance is going to show up, and these poor guys have no idea where they're going, and they get into the cell block anywhere from 10, 15, maybe 20, even 30 minutes later. Now, if there's no DNR on file, they're going to have to go ahead and perform life-saving measures, which is what they always do. So, if all the commotion is heard in the cell block by these other inmates, they are assuming that the guy is still alive, although these inmates are not stupid. They already know the guy is probably dead because they understand the DOC personnel better than anybody. So the guy is basically, the dead inmate is in rigor mortis, for example, and paramedics are going to take him out of there as if he was alive and breathing. And they're going to pronounce him dead either on the way to the hospital or at the hospital ER. And here's why I don't like the way they do this.
Well, it's a form of covering up the deaths, but go ahead.
Well, it's covering up the deaths, and it's not attributed to the very facility where the death occurred, and it's not attributed to the DOC.
That's right. They then statistically...
And then when they have to do cause and manner of death, it's always going to be, in cases like this, natural causes.
Okay, we got a break.
All right.
And so when we come back, we're going to continue getting into this, but I would just add... Really, more than 15,000 U.S. troops have died in Iraq, but now they changed the rules 7 years ago before the war to where if you're flown out of the country to Ramstein in Germany or to England or the U.S. and then you die a day later, an hour later, a month later from a hand grenade or a gunshot wound or whatever, or a mortar, they don't count that as a death in the combat zone as a combat-related death. They say, oh, really, only 5,000 have died.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. the people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
Now, there's a million facets to this, just from my own research. This is what Karen Russo, the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute, does full time. But we've gone the prison population in 1980 from a couple hundred thousand to 4 million, and it just keeps going up and up and up. More people in prison than any other country in the world, not just per capita, but period. And you take the Texas Youth Commission alone. Little kids, junior high, high school, public rape rooms, all over the news, unbelievable numbers, corruption, nothing can stop them, all the pedophiles that want to go be jail guards. I mean, to even try to get into this, it's just unbelievable. But it isn't people say, "Oh, so what about those prisoners? You know, they're in hot tubs watching cable." That's all lies. What does this say about the establishment and about the government? And about, I mean, take 2/3 of foster children plus, 67% nationwide, are on more than one psychotropic drug. And the state testified in Texas, is all over the country. They said, well, they have bad gene pools with no science. We just drug them because of this. Going back to Karen Russo. Karen, I want to get into the soy issue, the diets. I mean, there's so many, but just continue with whatever you think is most important.
And I'll hit on the diet. And I want to zero in on a couple of stats just so people can kind of get a handle on the numbers that we're talking about here. We are the only country in the world that incarcerates this many human beings. That is correct. There are 2.3 million folks locked up in a jail or a prison today. 5.1 million, in addition to that 2.3 million, are on probation and parole. That's a total of 7.4 million people.
Yeah, let me stop you. I saw CBS News last year said 4 million. I'd always seen the 2.5 million.
Well, and I really think you can do with anything with statistics, but it goes back, and I'm a real stickler for this, even with my clients. Statistics are statistics.
No, that's what I'm asking you because you study this. What's the real number from your...
2.3 million are locked up.
All right.
5.1 are on probation and parole. Now, total, obviously, 7.4. Now, my argument has always been when families are so exasperated as what to do, which is there are a whole bunch of reasons why they don't know what to do. But if you took 7.4 million and you averaged that each family had four family members, each inmate had four family members, that if you do the math, that's 30 million people, over 30 million people that are affected directly by incarceration. And that number is 10% of the entire U.S. population as it stands today, which is 306 million. Now, the reason I say that is that when families feel so chastised or intimidated or put down. One of the biggest problems they have is not taking responsibility for the information that's available to them in order to fight. And if they pooled their resources together, and I don't necessarily mean finances, but if they all got together under one entity, which is what we've been trying to do for the last 15 years, and you became cohesive, kind of like the MAD organization was when they first started out. You had two women literally sitting across from each other in a kitchen, at a kitchen table drinking coffee, and look what their efforts did. A national organization that affected some really major changes within a very serious situation. Same thing applies here to this. So that is one of the key issues. The numbers are there in order to affect some very major legislative changes in this country, and in effect, it would be the largest voting bloc in the history of the United States. Now, what the politicians in each state DOC don't want anybody to know is that fact, and that's one of the key reasons why these inmates are disenfranchised. They aren't stupid. You know, they understand how the system works. They understand how these politicians work. And they certainly understand what is said versus what is done to them, especially when it comes to their medical health care. And folks, like you said, will say, oh, well, you know, what the heck? We don't, why in the world do we have to pay for health care for inmates? Well, you better pay for it, because you're going to pay for it one way or the other. You're either going to pay for it in taxes in a contract that's not doing their job, or you're going to pay for it in Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, regardless, you can't have the moral standing of not giving people proper health care, because that creates an evil precedent in government for everybody.
Well, it's illegal, for one thing. It's no right that they get medical care, so it's not even an argument anymore. They're going to get it. It's just a matter of how they're going to get it, and how, you know, when is the light bulb going to go on to the general public that you're actually paying for this? And they're not being appropriated correctly, and no one within the Department of Corrections or the contracted health care providers, and there are over 60 of them operating in the United States today, mm-hmm. these contracted health care providers, which are public or private, are not being held accountable.
And it's clearly getting worse as society unravels. There's no oversight. I mean, you know, they can admit, oh, at dozens of locations, they raped the children publicly in Texas, and that's just the way it is. And, oh, at CPS facilities from Florida to Michigan, the kids sleep on linoleum floors and bed sores in their own feces, like Russia. And they go, oh, that's just what government does. So it's all part of a larger situation. Stay there. Let's talk about their diets when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com, or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. the people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
We had Webster Tarpley on today for about an hour and a half. We had a report from our reporters we sent for a film we're making to California to cover the tent cities. Now they're making him go to basically a FEMA facility. Now they are prisoners there. We've confirmed that with the wands and the searches. We also had We Are Change pop in about Luke Radowski and other reporters being arrested for trespassing at a major hotel when they weren't told to leave. They said, stay here, and then said, we told you to leave. You wouldn't. And but a lot of shows this week. I'm going to open the phones up and take a lot of calls because I want to get back and taking more calls. But just so many guests, so much information we want to put out as well. It's a catch-22. Karen Russo, she's with the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute, wrongfuldeathinstitute.com, wrongfuldeathinstitute.com. My website, of course, is infowars.com. Just a great tyranny going on in the prisons and the CPS and handicapped people, you name it. I mean, it's going on all over the world. This is what government does when the good people stop getting involved and organized. So before you leave, get into how folks need to get organized and some of the powers they do have to try to rectify this, because it'll only get worse if we don't. But let's get into some of the other horrors that folks aren't aware of, turning over this rock. The diet alone, you're like, who cares what they eat? Well, the diet's making them sick and then more money for health care. Explain that.
Well, the whole modus operandi behind the Department of Corrections is cost containment. When anybody goes to their government website and pulls up the Department of Corrections budget, you're going to see an astronomical amount. That is probably one of the highest budgets within the state government that there will be, is the DOC budget. So their whole goal is to contain costs, whether it's health care, medical services, or foodstuffs. I don't think it's any news to any of your listening audience. It sure isn't any news to the inmates that the food within a prison system is about a D minus or an F. The inmates suspect that a lot of it is contaminated. A lot of them do get sick. A lot of prison facilities around the country have modified their dietary requirements to where some prisons don't even serve meat anymore. So you have some issues there that clearly affect health overall. And one area that it affects tremendously is that of diabetes. And I don't think it's any news to all of you, too, that diabetics have to really monitor what they eat. Prison is not conducive to diabetics. As such, the majority of these individuals, if they have outside family members that put money on their accounts, which allow them to go to the commissary and buy other foods that are more conducive to maintaining their diabetic blood sugar levels, they will opt to go to a commissary rather than eat in the chow line. For inmates that do not have anybody to put money on their accounts, they are forced to eat the food in the prison. And what that does, they get extremely obese. Their blood sugar levels go off the charts. The blood sugar levels in a prison setting, the average is anywhere from 200 to 550. And that is considered normal for state departments of correction medical health care units. They don't even worry about it. So if an inmate falls out from a coma or a diabetic coma, they're going to attribute it always in the medical record. It's going to be the inmate's fault for not maintaining a healthy and proper diet. And it's a catch-22. It's not only a catch-22, it's like putting these inmates and their families on a gerbil wheel. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't, and it's never going to be the prison's fault because they're like Teflon. They want nothing sticking on them, and they're going to go out of their way to document that way.
But explain, yeah, through the bureaucracy, explain to people just the soy alone.
As a health care detriment?
Yes.
Well, get me on a track you want me to go on, because I'll veer off and we'll miss the whole point.
Well, no. I mean, I just happen to know that more and more they're feeding him soy that has the estrogen mimickers, and that's causing him to grow breast, become very unhealthy, and all the problems that causes.
Well, it does, but, you know, and here's the other thing. On the point of that, if inmates suspect this, and they have verifiable proof, or somebody's told them, and you really don't even have to have proof. All one has to do, if I'm an inmate, is I'm going to contact somebody on the outside, preferably a family member, and this is why family members become so important. They have the skill and the ability and the information in front of them to go after these contracts. These prisons have contracts with everything. Nothing happens in that prison without a contract, and the same thing goes for the foodstuffs. So if somebody suspects that soy is being delivered to the inmate population at an unbelievable rate and the soy may be contaminated itself, all one has to do is access the contract through the Department of Corrections and request a copy of it. They have to give it to you. So rather than have question marks around everything that happens with an inmate, which is what we do with our clients and the families, damn, if you're telling me that your loved one suspects that we've got contaminated food on the shelf and they're being fed this and it hasn't changed in 6 months, let's go get the contract and see if it has been.
And let's explain why that happens a lot throughout history. You've got big corporations that have junk they can't sell to stores, but they'll do little side deals. There's lots of corruption and payoffs that have come out in the news, and they'll sell it and foist it on the inmates.
Sure they will. And the same thing with medications. If medications, it's no news to inmates, again, that medications can be in the medical unit that are completely expired, and they're using these medications.
All right, let's go over this, though, in the time we have. You brought up factor VIII being a big issue. Knowing they had HIV and hepatitis, letting them give the blood not once a month like they're supposed to, but every week, and then the somehow drugs are getting into the prison from the jail guards and others, so there's a business within there. So all they've got to sell is blood, and then people get AIDS from it. I mean, this is insane. And I'm sure in all your research, you've run into all the news reports about medical testing where these are ignorant inmates or they need money. And they say, oh, we've got a medical experiments we'll do on you if you do this. Do you have anything on that or more on factor VIII?
Yes, on the medical experiments. And I do not have the data in front of me to tell you statistics on that. But in essence, do they take place? Well, I'm sure they do. But in order to have that done, inmates have got to sign off on stuff. You know, they're going to have to sign forms. And if they don't sign forms, then that's cause for alarm. I'm going to make a conjecture here that very few inmates are going to succumb to some kind of a medical experiment without signing a form.
No. They have them do that, but the food they can't eat. So they say, do this, and we'll give you easy labor. We'll give you good food. I mean, that's what's come out in the news.
The inmate. And I'm not going to, that's almost a wasted argument, only from the standpoint is, as I said before, inmates aren't stupid. They know how to live. They know how to survive within a prison setting, far beyond what any person out here in society knows how to do. And we can't even imagine what they have to go through. We can only guess, because we're not going to be told, and very few inmates want to talk about it. So I'm real hesitant to say, oh, golly gee whiz, the government's really taking advantage of these people. Are they taking advantage of them? Maybe, and not being transparent and forthcoming as to exactly what the medical testing is. However, these inmates can push the envelope to find out. So if they really don't want to find out and they really don't care, it could be even a form of suicide. They just go, well, whatever.
No, I understand that, but I mean, here's an example. I can pull up the headlines right now. I covered them 2 weeks ago where they tell homeless people in Europe, this is a regular flu shot. We'll pay you 200 euros to take it. And they take it, and it's a bird flu experimental shot, and they all die.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of lying by Big Pharma.
Well, absolutely. But see, I think it goes back again. People aren't thinking, and people aren't asking questions. You just don't take anybody's word for anything. I tell my clients all the time, if it's not documented and you don't have it in front of you in black and white, then it ain't happening. It doesn't exist, and it's not happening. And you've got to learn to zero in on facts and require facts from the very people that are trying to give them to you. And don't take anybody's word for it until you get the same answer in three different places.
Now, the prison population is continuing to balloon. They are using the public schools kind of as induction centers into the prison institutionalization grid. Is there any view on when this is going to top off or how many it'll end up being? We already have a record number.
I would, in every state, due to the economy, and your state's one of them, they're looking for ways to cut these inmates loose early. They can't afford them. In your state, for example, the Pew Foundation is in working on a deal with the Texas Department of Corrections and your state politicians, trying to figure out ways to cut costs and let some of these inmates that are in there for petty crimes loose. Now, the problem is, in order to cut those costs, the Board of Probation and Parole has got to come on board and agree with them. And guess what your state Board of Probation and Parole has said they're going to do? Nothing. They're not going to reroute their guidelines. They're not going to change their guidelines. So what that tells me, because they're refusing to change the guidelines for release, somebody in the statistical world is going to start, as they always do, determining in cycles when prisons need to be built, when juvenile detention centers need to be built, and when high schools need to be built. Because they're going to take a certain percentage of the population between a certain age group to determine when that population is going to hit that key mark of whether it's 17 to 22 or 17 to 23, when they have the propensity to offend the highest.
And we've had a baby boom. They've had a baby boom.
That determines when they're going to build these prisons. I really don't ever see the prison population in the foreseeable future becoming less very fast.
That's right. No matter what happens to the economy, they're going to keep the peaceful potheads in there.
Well, that's exactly right. And the lifers in there, even if you've got life with the possibility of parole, they don't want to cut these guys loose. Without these inmates in there, they can't keep the doors open. These prisoners are a commodity. And prisons is big business. It is big business. You've got at least four prison HMOs that have got the corner on the market in the entire United States.
And it's only going to get bigger.
Billions.
And so they're going to make more laws, put more of us in prison, and then feed us poison. Now expanding on that, you keep talking about your state. We're on in many states all over the country, but I am sitting in the capital of Austin, Texas,
yes.
while the legislature's in session. And Texas is, for those that don't know, the U.S. is the capital of prisons, but in the world, but Texas is the king. We have more prisons.
Number two.
Oh, really?
California's number one.
Okay, well, then I guess a few years ago, Texas was still number one. But I know Texas brings people in from other states, though. I've read many places that Texas is number one.
I'll just make the argument. It's one or two. It's just like the prison HMOs, depending on the contracts, and you just said it, depending on how many outside inmates you are importing.
Yeah, with those numbers.
Money for those two.
Yeah, with those numbers, I believe Texas is numero uno. I know the huge illegal alien influx and that crime wave in California that it may have grown
well,
past that.
That's a whole other issue. Boy, you got that problem for sure.
And they're allowed to kill people, and there's no extradition, so they run back across the border. So that's a lot of fun there. But they want to let those guys go. Got to keep the potheads in jail. So that continues there as the rocket attacks and car bombings intensify on the Texas border. Specifically, though, I know it's big business. I'm sure you heard about the Tulia, Texas case where they grabbed 56 black people with no drugs or planted them on them and knew they were innocent to literally put them in the town prison because that was the only business.
Yeah. Not uncommon. It happens everywhere. And this is the kind of stuff people are not aware of. Of course, there are people that happen to are aware of it, but then when they say it, everybody thinks they're nuts. It's exactly what's happening. And they need the money. You know, without those inmates in there, they can't open those doors. And people need to remember, correctional staff doesn't run these prisons. These inmates run it.
And God
without these inmates doing the work, they don't stay awake.
And God forbid that we actually shut some prisons. You know, the factories can close, everything else can go bankrupt, all the shops can close, but you will just have prisons and police and troops marching up and down the street, and that's the new economy we're converting into.
That's pretty true. That's pretty true, and we haven't even hit on these prison HMOs, these managed healthcare companies.
Yeah, go over
it's
that.
It's just
go
like an HMO out here. These guys, these corporations are just unrelentless. They give the facade of healthcare without giving it, and they put roadblocks after roadblocks in front of these inmates and play with them as far as what they're required to do in the prison system form-wise. And absolutely, categorically, premeditatedly denying them the adequate health care presenting themselves with.
The VA's doing that, and now Obama's announced, Associated Press, that he wanted the troops to pay for their own health care.
I do believe if this health care thing pans out the way everybody says it's going to, which I think is a real possibility, I wrote something a while back that says just prison health care for everybody, because that's what it's going to end up like.
See, I didn't read your writing, but that's what I've known. Everything is converting to this. Here's an aspirin for your heart attack. Here's your government paid for health care, and then the corporations just keep all the money. That's their socialized health care, yeah.
That's exactly right. And what we try to do with these families is you've got to learn how to document against these folks. And that's what we do. Our consulting is you've got to learn how to do it. And to learn how to do it, you're really going to have to commit your time and your resources in order to fight for the inmate, because they cannot do it on their own.
Well, my father's thought about even getting out of dentistry and oral surgery, because with the new federal rules and all of it, they have computers now, just like the regular doctors.
Yes.
And the person has an HMO or insurance. It tells you what you can do. And he says it's totally illegal. He caused a big stink in his company and sent some letters to the state. And you pointed out this is a violation of state law and federal law, that the computers are practicing medicine now, and then stopped it. But most of the doctors and just bow down. Yes, yes, whatever the government says. Oh, my God, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think that's what people are headed for. And everybody that thought that Obama's deal was such a great idea, a lot of my clients fit that mold. They're fast finding out that what they thought was bad health care is fixing to get a whole bunch worse. And those inmates are going to get it worse than they already have it, which is bad enough, and we're going to get a taste of what they've been getting.
Amazing.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And the prescription drug companies are right up there with them. And you're right, when you said in your comment earlier, if they can drug these guys up 23 out of 24, it's a lot easier to manage them. And then when they get cut loose, when they get released, they're handed basically a Ziploc bag of psychotropic and prescription drugs that they cannot afford. So when they run out of that Ziploc bag, the only thing they know to do, since they've been become, courtesy of your state DOC and your prison healthcare contract, prescription drug addicts, the only thing that they know to do is get the money in order to get the drugs that they have got to be on. And there we go with the revolving door. And that's by design.
Just amazing. We're going to come back in a final segment with you and tell folks how they can get involved with you, support you, learn how to defend themselves, learn how to fight this corrupt system on the other side of this quick break. Again, I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com are the websites. Our guest is Karen Russo, the Wrongful Death and Injury Institute, and we'll give you her website, WrongfulDeathInstitute.com. This is the GCN Radio Network. Please stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. correct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
While the unions and big businessmen, and they're going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your home gardener's gonna be against the law.
You know, a side issue, and people that know about this be the only ones that understand it. It was a radio talk show host who contacted me, who interviewed me several times, asked to do a show on Genesis, said fine. He posted a link to something saying, basically said I may have murdered William Cooper. And when I called him up, he started yelling and cussing at me. And I said, you know, this is very destructive. This is not nice what you're doing, you know, to sit there and talk about my family and lies and all this. Started yelling and cussing at me, and then I heard him go to speakerphone. I said, oh, you got somebody listening. You want me to yell at you now? And I didn't say any of the things he said here. Thank God I had witnesses here in studio while I was on the phone. We've had somebody try this before, so I'm going to take legal action against this, and that's just the end of it. And I'm going to take legal action against the other people that air any of it, and I promise that. So I got so many other things to do, so much other work to do, but at this point, I just have to defend myself in my name. Just amazing. And it is a crime to file false police reports if this person's done what they said they've done. I mean, it's jealousy has gone to a rampant new level with the Obama deception, the fact that we're breaking out internationally, everything we're doing. But we will not be silenced. We will not be stopped with all the things that have gone on. Just absolutely amazing. This individual says I threatened their family, completely made up. I said to the person, why are you talking about my family and saying lies? I said, you've sat there and called me up at night and told me private stuff about your family. I've never talked about that. See, that's how the schizophrenic, of, I guess that's what it is, mind does these type of things and then twists them. So people finally want the gloves to come off. The groups that no doubt will put this on to attack me more, you will be served. Full money, full lawsuits, just because you plan to, with malice of forethought, put out false information to do me harm has been said. The definition of slander and libel. So just everybody's on notice for that and this other stuff. But I have to continue. I'm not going to let this become a big distraction or diversion from everything we're doing. You know, with my guest, she has no idea what I'm talking about. Only folks that know about this will be aware of it. And I'm not going to discuss it any further. I may not be on the air a few days this week because I've got to go prepare suits. That's to be done properly with law firms. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy to do it right. And so that's it. A lot of mental illness out there, and I've got to counter it and defend my family. Listen, I want to thank you, Karen Russo, for coming on the show. I want to thank you for spending time with us. If folks want to learn more about the institute you run and people trying to get their rights back, how do they do that?
They can contact us through the website, which you've graciously given them, and they can call us at 816-941-0087. I really would encourage them, families especially, if you've got a loved one in prison, to contact us, because there are certain documents that you need to have on file in order to fight for that inmate that 95% of them do not have on file. And if you've got generated forms from the prison system that you think are there for that reason, I can almost bet you they are not, they're not accurate. And they're not adequate. So I would encourage them to do that. The other way they can learn about it, there's a book coming out that I've written at the beginning of the summer called Fighting for Life, that it basically teaches families how to do basically 20 years of what I've
been
doing.
Good, good. Listen, we'll have you back on in the near future. Thank you so much, Karen
Russo.
Thanks
a lot. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Same to you.
You bet. Again, folks, fortune favors the bold. The fortune we want is liberty and freedom. And to defeat the New World Order, we're going to continue on with the new Obama film, the relaunch of PrisonPlanet.tv and this radio show. Burmese will be live tonight, 9 to midnight, with the We Are Change news. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to Infowars.com. Get the Obama deception. Get it out to everybody. Financially support us now more than ever. You can make contributions as well by purchasing the videos. That's really a contribution to us. God bless you all. We'll continue to fight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.